Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got a little bit too much going on today. What's going on out there, y'all? Hey, welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. Hey, if you can hear me out there, give me a holler, let me know I'm being heard. I mean, man, wow, y'all just don't know, man. I'm going through some things right here. I'm trying to figure out what's working and what's not working. So, give me a yell, let me know I got some things going on here, all right? That sounds like a plan. All right, that I'm talking about right there. All right, well, hey, what's going on? If you want to join in the conversation today, no problem. 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com or visit my Facebook page at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Man, I tell you, it has been a weekend, hasn't it? Man, not only did Margaret Thatcher die, but, man, and that Famicello died, too. So, you know what? It's interesting. It's interesting, I tell you. Everybody dying around here. Oh, Lord have mercy. That'll tell you something. I'm telling you. Man, I don't know what the hell going on with Skype, but Skype been kind of pissed me off right now. It really has, man. Oh, Lord, wait till the last minute, then all of a sudden Skype want to start acting up. They don't want to connect nobody. I don't know what the hell going on, but the devil is alive. We're going to do this show today. That's right. One way or another, we're going to do this show. So I hope y'all ready. Sit back. Going to get that drink. Kick all your co-workers out if that's what you have to do. It really don't matter. Do what you do. Get them out of there, man, because we're going to do our thing today. We really are. Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. So what's going on? Let's see. What are we going to talk about today, y'all? There's so many things happening. I don't know. Let's talk about kids suck. How about that? No, I'm joking. We're not going to be talking about how kids suck. You look out to love your kids. You ain't got to like them. Well, no, you ain't got to love them. Nah, I go back to the other thing. You ain't got to like them, but you will love them. That's for damn sure. And you know the funny part about it is you don't even know you love them half the time. So whoever told you to think about you know, for kids, you got to love them. You ain't got to love them. You ain't got to like them. But naturally, you're going to give them some love anyway. You know why? Because they're your damn kids. They came from you. I just thought I'd add that for the smart asses that don't think, you know, don't think they got anything going on. Now, anyway, I'm going to talk that up because I'm working and talking at the same time. I'm trying to figure out what's going on with my connections, but I guess I have to go with what I got right now. Anyway, before we get started, you know, we always run down the house rules, so anybody who may be new coming on to the show will understand what the rules are of the house and how they will be implemented. Now, for those that, you know, are normal and listen, daily listeners, you already know a lot of things we're not going to tolerate. It's not because we think we're special, or it's not because we think we're all that. It's because we want everybody to listen and be able to hear what's going on. We want to hear everybody's opinion. So, because we want to hear everybody's opinion, and we do encourage an open roundtable dialogue type of a setting, we don't want everybody talking over each other. We don't. Because when you talk over each other, nobody is heard. You know, then eventually individuals yelling at each other. And it just drives everybody crazy. It does. So that's one of the house rules. No talking over each other. Let everyone get their piece in and everybody is happy. Is that so hard? For some people, it is. It really is. And see, and there's other people out there. There are other persons out there. And what they want to do, you know, instead of keeping their responses short and sweet like they should, you know, a lot of people want to give 10 and 15 minute dissertations on what they think it should be and so forth and so on. We don't want to hear all that either. We would like to hear it. Keep it nice, short, and sweet. That's all. Short and sweet. Easy. But then again, there's some of them. So, you know, if you're one of those people that is long-winded, just call it like it is, that just like to talk, just to talk, well, we're going to have to fix that, okay? That's all. Keep it short and sweet. To the point. If you do that, man, I tell you, you make all our kind of life a little better. All right? And, of course, no personal attacks. Do not attack each other. Do not attack yourself. Hell, we don't want to hear you doing that either. Personal attacks is cowardice. It is a way that you're showing how ignorant you are. And how do I say ignorant? I didn't say ignorant. I say ignorant because that's what you are when you start attacking, personally attacking individuals. You're acting ignorant. So we don't want to hear all that ignorant stuff. We want to stay on what we're focused on and making things happen that way. Now, I know some of y'all, you know, I'm going to make somebody mad. I'm going to say it anyway. Some of y'all just don't have the damn home training. Maybe that's what it is. But you know what? It's okay. It is. It's okay. You may not have that home training, but regardless of whether you do or not, you will have it on this show here. That's right. You will have it on this show here. If you don't want it, oh well. Get the hell over it. Get the hell over it. It's okay. It is all right. Lord have mercy. That's all I'm saying. You know, and those are the house rules. As I mentioned before, if you don't like it, oh well.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We got issues going on here. Why am I hearing music? Are y'all hearing music? I'm the only one tripping. Hey, y'all thought it was me. I'm telling y'all, man, Blog Talk is tripping. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I'm hearing music. Okay. Hopefully we got that fixed. I guess I'd have made somebody mad. My graciousness. Anyway. Oh, Lord have mercy. Like I said before, those are the house rules. If you don't like the house rules, oh, well, tough kitty, get over it. That's what you're going to have to live by if you come on the show. Can y'all tell I'm in a pretty good mood? But Law Talk about to make me upset a little bit because I don't know why I'm having so many these crazy issues, but I'm going to figure it out eventually. Anyway, let's get to our song of the day and our quote of the day. Then we're going to get on with the show. All right. The song of the day. And I'm, before I tell y'all about this song of the day, I'm going to tell you why I chose this. Because when I first deployed in 1991 to the Gulf War, you know, this one song here was, I'm not going to say it was the unofficial song of the troops over there. But in my unit, the Mighty 96 Transportation Company, this is what we went by. And we loved this song. We would play this song going down the road in the middle of the night, early in the morning. It didn't matter. It really didn't. We played this song because this was our song.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is really going
10,
on today?
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Am I really tripping here? Do we have ghosts taking over the show today? Because I haven't done anything, and yet I'm still hearing music going on. Why? I don't know. I'm not touching a thing, y'all. I'm sitting here talking. I'm talking. Technical difficulties are going on. Maybe, you know, the devil trying not to make me let me have this show. I don't know why. But you know what? The devil is a lie, damn it. We're going to do this show. Anybody with me, give me a high five on that one. We're going to do this thing. And for the devil, this is what I'm going to do. That's right. You have been silenced. Back the hell up. And take your ride on down the floor. That's right. Because you're not going to stop me, Satan. It's not going to happen. You know what? It's not. You need to stop because I'm not going for it. Because you're making a what? Ass out of yourself, Satan. So get thee behind me. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. Get it right. Amen, says the congregation. That's what I'm talking about. That's right. We're not having it today. We're not having it. Woo! Anyway. Oh, my goodness. Woo, Lord, have mercy. Wow. So, you know, I know y'all got the prayer warriors out there, so... Hey, y'all see what Satan's trying to do? He's trying to shut us down today. We ain't buying it, though. We not buying it. So, you know, go on and send them up there. You know, I done sent mine up. So, y'all go on and send it up together. Hey, get that army of the Lord together. He ain't going to be able to do nothing with us. That's what dang on sure. Anyway, back to what I was talking about. Song of the day, man. The song of the day is Friends in Low Places by Garth Brooks. Like I said, this is not a popular song. The song was like in the 1990s. When he first came out. So a lot of y'all not going to understand. I mean, probably never heard it. But you can Google it. Go to YouTube. Check it out. You know, it's a fun song. It really is. It's a fun song. It's a beer drinking song, okay? It's a drinking song. I'll be honest, it's a drinking song. And back then, we did a lot of drinking. Not during war, though. Unless you found some good stuff. But, you know. So, that's it. And the quote of the day, The quote of the day is, and I like the quote of the day. The quote of the day is, you can't fix stupid. That's right. That is true. I know some of you out there working, you're listening on your work phones, and what I just said probably made you laugh. Some of you probably looked over there at your coworker and said, yep, can't fix it. I know. So that is it. You can't fix stupid. I'm just saying. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm just telling y'all. It's Monday, y'all. I know y'all not happy because y'all got to be at work. You don't want to be bothered. But I'm just letting you know. You can't fix stupid. So if you try and stop, you're wasting your time. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's going to be okay. Now, anyway, now that we have all that out of the way, I'm telling you, I'm having me a good time. I told y'all, Satan ain't going to ruin my day. That's right. Let the church say amen. That's right. Because you know what? It ain't happening. It's not happening. Now, Friday on the show, you know, we had Michael, Vernon, and Lo on the show with us. And, you know, we discussed a lot of things. We really did. Well, Lo asked the question, what does the bull in Merrill Lynch stand? And y'all know who Merrill Lynch is. You know, the financial people who says we're bullish on, you know, America and all that good stuff. Well, when they say they're bullish on America, and he wanted to know what did the bull stand for in their little commercials. Well, the bull is a symbol of stubbornness, okay, wealth, and energy. You know, and the bull at Wall Street is an aggressive and charging bull, which indicates quick stabilizing and prosperity. And that's what the bull stands for. Basically, what they're saying is, hey, if you come invest with us, we're not going to stop until we get some, we make some
Your
money.
Show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
The devil is a lot. I'm telling you, man, what's going on? What's really happening here? Wow. That's about, what, the third or fourth time? I know. That's about the third or fourth time. I have no idea what's going on right now. I really don't. He's still trying. But anyway, as I was saying, that was the bull representative. I'm going to be the bull today, damn it. I'm going to be stubborn. I'm not letting go. I'm going to be like Job. I've got faith that I'm going to make this show work today. I'm not wavering in what I believe. I'm not wavering in getting this show done. And I hope y'all are not wavering in listening to me. That's right. Get it right. Let the church say amen. Amen. Man, what's really going on? Do we have some bad weather somewhere I need to take a look into? Because we got some issues going on. We really do. Wow. That's crazy. I may end up talking to myself today because of this old crazy show. But you know what? That's all right. The show is on archive, so you can always go back and listen if you miss any part of it. Right?
Right.
Okay. What am I going to talk about now? Let's see. I don't know. I'm going to talk about some of everything because I don't know what's going on. Whew, Lord have mercy. Let's see. Oh, yeah, I was talking about the bull. So that's what the bull, Merrill Lynch bull, stands for. All right? They're going to be stubborn. They're going to stay on it until you make your money. Until they make somebody money. It may not be yours, but they're going to make somebody some money. That's basically what they're trying to implicate when they say, they're bullish on the stock market. Okay? So anybody wanted to really know what that was, that's what that stands for. Now, here's another story I got. Chicago to pay $55,000 to a woman shot with stun gun while pregnant. I know y'all say, what? Okay, whatever. Pregnant woman shot by taser gives birth. Okay, so here it is. This young lady named Miss Rent, ain't that a hell of, that's a hell of a name, ain't it? Rent. Anyway, she was taken on June the 5th for parking in the handicapped spot. Okay, she pulled in the spot while her fiancé ran into the store, then got out of the car to reseat her three-year-old when a Chicago police officer began writing her a ticket. Well, after the policeman wrote her a ticket, police said she tore up the ticket and threw it at the officer. So the officer asked her for her identification. The police states that she refused to comply. The police said the officer deployed his stun gun when Rick tried to put her car in gear and drive away. Okay, Miss Rent's husband now, Joseph Hobbs, of course, he was her fiancé at the time, tried to intervene during the incident. Though he said he saw her screaming and the kids were screaming, so he tried to get involved in it, and you know, they tussled and da-da-da-da-da, and Hobbs received a dislocated elbow and a bruise to the face when the officer placed him and Miss Rent under arrest. It means they both actually lost. Now, Ms. Rent states, it makes me afraid of the Chicago Police Department because there's other women that might have went through this and that's going through this. Okay, so now she's scared of the police department, right? She's got her $55,000, right? They should have shocked her with the gun, with the stun gun, right? Everybody up clapping. We happy about that. Yeah, she beat the police department. All right, all right, all right. Let me tell you, silly rabbit, something. I hate to say it like that. Okay, let me put this disclaimer out there first. Number one, I'm not advertising that the police go around stunning pregnant women. I'm not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm about to say. Okay, I'm going to tell you, that's not what I'm about to say. However, what I am about to say is this. And I need y'all to really listen to this. Because it may get you out of being stunned one time. Okay? All right, here it is. For every action, there's an equal and an opposite reaction. Okay, did y'all hear me? And in this case right here, it definitely proves that scenario, that theory is actually in place here. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It is, without a doubt. Now, I know some of y'all are up in arms. How can he say that? She got stunned, and she was pregnant. Yes, she was 8 months pregnant when she got stunned. I understand that. And as I mentioned before, I'm not advocating that at all. But then again, we must take a look at the circumstances that brought all this on. And she went on to state also that she thinks it went too far. It shouldn't have gotten that far. That's what Ms. Wren says. She doesn't think that, you know, her ticketing shouldn't have gotten that far. Well, once again, for every action, there is an equal reaction. Simple, right? Now, I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to break it real down. I'm going to break it down to you nice and easy. So y'all can understand what I'm saying. Okay, let's take a look at this action. Ms. Rick pulled in a handicapped parking spot. Okay, that was her action. She did not have a handicapped sticker. She was not handicapped. She pulled in there to let her fiancé run into the store, which all of us have done before, right? I'm only going to be a couple of seconds. No, ain't nobody going to come out. Well, at this time, the reaction was a policeman happened to be in the area, saw it, and proceeded to give her a ticket. Right? The action. She pulled in a handicapped spot. She wasn't handicapped. So she was wrong there. Even if she was repositioning her kid, she still was wrong. The police
doing his job, saw this and proceeded. He wrote her a ticket and handed it to her. That was the reaction. Now, as you see, everything is fine. Next. Oh, my goodness. Oh, action. Miss Rent decided she didn't want the ticket. She was upset. I see you at that 510. I'll be back in a minute. Let me finish my reaction, and then I'm going to let you go and get what you got to go say. Okay, next. The action. Miss Rent decided she tears up the ticket and throws it at the police officer. So, officer, reaction was, may I see some ID? Well, Miss Rent's reaction was, I'm not showing you my ID. Got in her car, put it in reverse, and tried to leave. Now, the officer's reaction was pulling his taser and using it. And we have to consider the city that this was in. We're talking in Chicago. This, you know what I mean? Chicago, people. This is not Hollywood or any place like that. It's Chicago. So, once again, I say, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. She did the actions, and the cop did the reaction. That's all I'm saying. So, let's look at this objectively. If we take away the actions, she probably wouldn't have got tased. Once again, I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying. But anyway, let me play my call in and see what they got to say. All right, Miss Lady, what's going on? You're on the air.
Why are you laughing at the 8-month-old baby? Because the baby got tased, too. So it's like,
well, you know what?
Baby.
Well, you know what, Miss Lady? I'm laughing because, you know, everybody going to take their stance. But like I say, for every action, if she wouldn't have pulled it, number one, if she wouldn't have pulled it in the parking spot, if she wouldn't have tore up the ticket, if she wouldn't have tried to pull off, she wouldn't have got tased. I'm not advocating that she was tasing up pregnant women. I'm not advocating that. But what I'm saying is, you have to consider what's going on first.
Okay, let's break it down. Because, see, I believe in breaking everything down to its element. Because I'm saying, you're saying that every action is an equal and opposite reaction. I'm saying there was a big overreaction.
What was the overreaction?
There was a big overreaction, especially if he knew that that woman was pregnant. Because you look at, if you want to break it down to the element, to the facts, like I don't know the facts. And there are a lot of facts we probably don't know. I'm sure we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But let's look at what she really did.
Mm-hmm.
Handicapped space.
Right.
For a few minutes, right? And not for really a selfish reason, but because her child, now remember, she's 8 months pregnant. We don't know if she's having any kind of physical infirmities or issues going on with that pregnancy. Pregnancies aren't always benign. That's why I said we don't really have all the facts. But she's trying to, I understand, with her young child, trying to secure him because he's acting out. So she pulls up into a handicapped lap for a few minutes just to do that. Okay.
Right.
Then the police officer views that, comes over to give her a ticket.
Right.
Instead of accepting it and saying, thank you, sir, for this wonderful ticket, she throws a very light piece of paper that has really no force, no potential for injuring the officer at him, okay? Then she asked to see her ID, which was verbal, and she verbally told him no. So, again, there was no physical altercation on her part. Then she drove away from the officer. She wasn't trying to drive over the officer. She was driving away. So there was no potential for injury to the officer. So in his response was to pull out.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
What is going on?
I don't
this thing is crazy today.
Six, five, four,
I say it's the devil trying to act up, but I ain't gonna let him.
Wow. And you know, it's very glitchy, like on Blog Talk, I go to the website and it just doesn't stay on. You know what I'm saying? It's glitchy.
Yeah.
So that's why
I don't know what's going on with them.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm just looking at, really, you break things down factually, and you go, okay, his response, and that's why she got the money, was an over-response to her action, his reaction, because all of that was absolutely unnecessary. If you really think and look at everything kind of individually, you know, you look at the potential for harm to the officer, or any actual harm to the officer. So what was really at stake was he's in power. She refused to do what I told her to do. She didn't have the right attitude. And I'm going to tase her.
You know, this lady, I have to disagree with that. Because my thing is, if she wouldn't have got in that car and put it in reverse, he probably would have tased her.
Well, what
but
see, I thought but she was trying to drive away from him. Was he behind her or in front of her? Was she trying to get away from him or trying to hit him?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
No, she was trying to get away. But here's the thing. He asked her for ID. She didn't want to present no ID. She tore the ticket up. She was parked illegally in a... Look, it's like this. If she wouldn't put the ticket...
I'm not saying that. People park in handicapped, and I see them all the time. They're using their grandmama's handicapped
right.
ticket. They ain't doing it.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. I'm just looking at, really, it would be interesting to know what he is in back of the car. Well, how can he tase her if he's in back of the car? So somehow he got to where she was out of the car. If he yanked out of the car, she got out of the car in order to tase her.
Actually, what her fiance said was that he was in the window. So I guess he was trying to get her to stop backing up.
Well,
I guess that's
front,
what he said.
In the back. See, because if he was in the back
front.
And she was trying to back up. So he wasn't in any danger of getting hit.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
That is my point. I don't know.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is crazy. No, but what you're advocating is this theory that for every action there's an equal opposite. I am saying that it was this, in this case, it was not equal. It was an overreaction to her and her fierce detriment. Because, see, now you have an innocent person. If she was 8 months, that's a person. That baby can be born and live. It's fully formed. So now you're harming an innocent person on top of this woman who basically didn't hurt the officer. She wasn't trying to protect. She was trying to get away from him.
Miss Lady, I understand what you're saying, but here's what I'm about to say also. See, she wasn't thinking about her baby either when she was doing this. See what I'm saying? Because if she would have been thinking about her baby, she would have acted like,
she did not say, officer, please come and tase me. She was thinking about the little 2 or 3 year old she was trying to secure in the car seat. That's what she was trying to take care of. So, you know, I just think, I just disagree with it, but, I like to hear some other callers. Okay, absolutely,
right. Hold
that's
on.
Ridiculous.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring
okay.
Another call in.
Okay.
Hey, happy Monday to you. Let's talk with Mr. Talk. What's on your mind and what's your name?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
Well, hello, Mr. Michael. How are you doing today?
What's up? I don't even know what y'all talk about. The only thing I heard is opposite and something reaction or something. That's the only thing I heard.
You know what, Michael? You do this every day. Do I need to send you a pre-nap manuscript of what I'm going to be talking about? No,
yeah.
I'm joking. Okay, this is what we're talking about. There was a young lady in Chicago.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3,
either way,
one.
She was tased by a police officer. And my argument is, if, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. In this case, if she wouldn't have been defiant, took her ticket, and like a regular citizen, and moved on, she wouldn't have got tased. And this is what I'm talking about. Wait, Michael, before you get started, because I already see you about to go down 23rd Street, and we on 1st Street. Okay, here we go. She pulled into a handicap parking spot, okay? She had to adjust her 3-year-old in the back seat. So the police officer saw her, gave her a ticket. She tore the ticket up, threw it down, you know, and then the police asked her for some ID. She didn't want to present any ID to the police officer, okay? So once that happens, she gets in her car, tries to back out and leave. Well, the police officer gets, you know, puts his face in the window or whatever and tases her and pulls her out. Now, the bottom line is she was 8 months pregnant. I understand that. I'm not advertising, you know, tasing eight-month pregnant women. But my theory is if she would have acted like, okay, thank you also for the ticket, took the ticket, tore up, laid or whatever, and just did what she had to do and rolled out, she would have never got tased. That's my argument. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Her actions caused the reaction. Now, this lady say that was blatantly a double reaction, but my thing is she caused that reaction because she did not cooperate. That's what I'm saying. Now, go ahead, Michael.
Well, see, like the lady said, you're speaking theory. First you said for every action, there's an equal and
Hello? No.
Hold up, no, hold. See, listen, let me even go into your realm. See, no, I'm not going to do it. Listen, even in your realm, it says an eye for an eye. That's equal and opposite reaction. That's in your judgment. What are you talking about? See, sometimes, listen, see, your way, police will take your attitude, sir, and beat the shit out of somebody and kill them just because they ran. That's not certain. People use that. Why do you say it's equal? I'm listening to you.
Let me ask you this. If the police are chasing you and they say, "Halt, police," why the hell do you want to keep running?
Okay, but listen, let me tell you something. Hold on. You're right. Listen.
Answer that question.
You're not listening. You're not listening.
You're not listening. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, why do they train people, police, to apprehend when people are running? They don't train them when they're running, beat the shit out of them in brutality. There's a way you apprehend something. That's why they go to training. And I'm letting you know, when they apprehend people the wrong way and they police brutality, they're using their anger and their fear. I'm speaking facts, sir. I don't know what city you come from, but I'm letting you know what happens in the inner city. But when you say something is equal, what do you mean? You're using your judgment. To me, that's
not
equal.
You know what you're speaking right now, Michael?
You said equal.
Michael,
You speaking bullshit right now, Michael. I'm just going to
tell
you.
No, I'm not. I'm speaking facts, sir. What do you mean by equal?
That's
your
theory. What I'm saying. Yeah, look, if you say, "Halt, police, you running, stop, get your ass down," you ain't got to worry about a beating on you.
No, listen. You understand what I'm saying.
Okay,
no one is saying that you should run from the police. No. Listen to me. What I'm saying is no one is saying you should run from the police. You're not hearing me. I'm saying it's a proper way when someone does run and they don't have a weapon. Listen, if someone runs from the police and they don't have a weapon, if three police catch them, why the man end up dead? And I'm letting you know when they go to training. Hold on, when they go to training, I'm letting you know they're not trained for somebody to die. And I'm letting you know people use that same excuse. They say when they run, I'm gonna beat the shit out of them and I'm gonna kill them. I'm letting you know that. And I'm saying people don't need to do that. So everything is not equal. When someone's do a reaction, you're not equal. Even your good book says eye for eye, meaning that for every action, you have to be equal. That's not eye for no eye, man. Tearing up a ticket and relay, you can get her identity by her tag number. Listen, anytime he pull her tag number, her face is going to come up. Everything's computerized. What is he talking about? He know where she live at. What are you talking about? If that baby would have died, then what he would have said. Yeah, but I'm saying, you saying it's not equal. To me, it's not an equal reaction, yo. That's all I'm saying.
You see, for some reason, you're missing the point here.
No,
you're missing
not.
The point.
No, I'm going by your words. I'm going by
you're
your words.
The point.
No, okay, I'm listening.
At the time, you know, that's like being a soldier. You know what I mean? That's like being a soldier. Listen. That's like being a soldier in Iraq. You know, we over there checking vehicles. We stop somebody. Sir, can I see your ID? No. Sir, you know, you did something wrong. Bam. Now, all of a sudden, this joker getting in his car trying to leave. I ain't got time to run no damn tags. I'm trying to stop him right then. Because, number one, he didn't follow instructions.
First, exactly, man. This is not a war zone, yo. This is a neighborhood, yo, community, yo, talking about civilians, yo. Come on, you going to a different realm, man. It's different stresses, man. The stresses. Yo, you talking about an 8-month-old baby. Come on, yo. You can't compare the two.
Once again,
yo, try
once
to do
again,
the
y'all,
I'm
y'all
listening.
Gone, once again, y'all gone to the left on me. My point is, you right, this is a civilian. He's a police officer. You in a public parking handicap spot. You don't have a handicap sticker or nothing like that.
you compare that to Iraq. You compare bombs. People over there strap bombs, yo. What are you talking about?
Michael, no.
Yo, you comparing a handicap spot to Iraq over there. People can carry bombs and strapping up. Yo, them women over there bombing. Come on, man. I mean, everything.
Man, no point here. The point is, if she would have just taken her hit you wrong and run out, it would have been fine. So y'all trying to justify why she got tased. She got tased because she didn't do the first thing anybody tell you when you're going to take the ticket, roll out. I'm sure he told you, if you want to have the ticket, you can go to court, see the judge. But no, she tells
okay.
to take it off.
I'm going to go on your theory round. I'm going to go on your theory round. Before it was tasers, right? I'm going on theory round. I hate it, but I'm going to prove my point. Listen, before there was tasers, what would that car officer would have done before there was tasers? Now, let's just go back 3, 4, 5 years ago. What would he have done?
What did we get up? I don't know what he would have done. Okay.
Do you think they made tasers for that situation? Okay, man. I don't visualize when they made them tasers, man. They visualized that tasing somebody for a handicapped parking spot, the lady eight months pregnant.
And when you're eight months, you're showing too, man. This is why I wanted to do this point right, that this article right here, because we have a perception that no matter what the police does, it's wrong. But we fail to look at what causes the police to do some of these things.
I'm not saying
that police should go around tasing pregnant women. That's not what I'm saying. In this instance, she shouldn't have got tased either. However,
her actions led to where this policeman didn't have a choice.
Oh, you're lying.
Exactly.
Well,
first of all, you can never say that nobody in every situation. I'm just going to say this, Miss Lady, and I'll be quiet. In every situation, you have a choice. You can't never say that.
But the dude ran from the police, a 19-year-old who was afraid of these police officers because they were known to gun young black men down, and he gunned that boy down in broad daylight in front of folks.
Oh, man.
Got millions of dollars. He was afraid of them. He was doing nothing wrong.
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me bring Vernon in. See what Vernon got to say. Let me bring Vernon in. Go ahead, Vernon. You on the air, man.
Well, hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, Vernon?
I don't know. What's up, Mike? Who else we got on here?
We got Miss Lady on the line also.
Who's Miss Lady?
Yeah, Miss Lady.
Oh, okay.
She sounds like she's in a spring mood, doesn't she? She sounds like she's in a spring mood.
Hey, what Miss Lady doing on?
Blossoming.
Miss Lady already on? It must be some havoc going on already then.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3,
don't worry about
2,
that. Keep
1.
Going. Keep going.
Michael.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Well, what do you think that the officer should have done at, you know, when the lady, what she done? I mean, what do you think he should have done?
Well, I think he should have done the same thing if he wouldn't have had the tase. See, they quit. See, every time you give them something like
quit. No.
To do that. Oh, okay, okay. You asked me, I'm saying, if she wouldn't gotten a car, first of all, I would have charged her. First of all, I got the tag number. I got a description. I got an address. I could have followed to her house, and then guess what? She's going to get extra charges for leaving the police. Now, we could have went to the house and locked her up. There's certain ways to apprehend that woman, but I'm letting you know to go ahead and sting and stun somebody like that? No, man. No. Especially when she did not physically try to hit him. She did not physically attack him. I'm saying a stun gun wasn't made for that type of situation, brother. That's all I'm saying, Vernon. Come on, Vernon. They get trigger happy, yo. They get trigger happy, man. He said she got the ticket and she tore it up. That's not against the law for tearing up the ticket because he has a copy. She can tear up the ticket all she wants. Listen, she can tear all she wants. If she don't go to court, they're going to have a warrant order all he wants. He got mad because she tore that ticket up. His attitude and his rage got into it.
No.
Go back to the facts. Go back to the facts.
If she threw a ticket on the ground, that's literally.
Exactly. Vernon, that's not no crime, Vernon. That's not no crime.
Literally, is a fine.
Okay, so write her a ticket for that.
Vernon,
yo, it doesn't equal. It doesn't equal, yo.
He tried to flee.
No.
Flee for what? Flee for crime. She ain't steal nothing. She already got the ticket, Vernon. He'll see it in court, and he can go and put board charges on her. He did not have to put that electrocution through her and risk that baby. And yo, 8 months pregnant, he's seen that. He has a bad judgment. It's another way, and I'm letting you know, what would he have done before the stun guns? He would have had another way. He would have locked his ass up. Yo, he still would have got press charges, yo. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. Y'all not looking at actuality,
yo.
You're
right on point. And you know, there's another case where a woman was tear gassed or sprayed with her 5-month-old baby she was holding, her 2-year-old baby that was next to her, and I think a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 5-month-old baby with tear gas or pepper spray. Something is going on. Something in this universe is very amiss.
Look, this don't have nothing to do about male or female. If you would have did the same thing with that lady with the dad, he would have had no business sting you, man. Because you wasn't combative with him. You tore up the ticket, got mad, and you was rolling the hell out. He could have had extra charges with you or had a warrant for your arrest, and you would have came and apprehended them and all that bullshit.
Let me understand this. So what you're going to do is let her get in the car, pull off. So she's going to see you following her. So now she knows you following her. So now you're in a high-speed chase.
You don't have to be in a high speed chase because you have the tag number. You have everything. Once he pulled the tag number, her picture come up, her whole background come up. Once he pulled the tag number, everything is legit, man. We can see that on TV, man. And then he can add extra charges to it.
They want to justify that mistreatment of that baby and that.
You said the action was equal, and I'm saying the only thing I'm saying the action was not equal, yo. It was not equal. Forget the male, female for anybody.
You know that damn look. It's like this: if she would have did what she, like most people do, take the ticket, cuss, whatever, roll out. She wouldn't have got tased.
Hold up. Okay, please.
And they are trained to deal with those particular situations.
Don't you know people get beat up?
This is in the city of Chicago? Really? I'm not going to be taking too much light to it either.
Listen.
Officer in Chicago, I'll have to say that because, you know, there's such a thing as remaining calm and being rational. And it just appears that people can't be rational about the situation and really just look at the facts. Look at the risk to the baby. Look at the risk to the pregnant mother behind that police officer's action.
Miss Lady,
that baby could have had all kinds of problems from that. This is absolutely ridiculous. We are to protect children, and he was not doing that.
Miss Lady, see, you just made a very valid point. You say, look at the risk to the baby. Now, she knew she was at once pregnant.
She threw a piece of paper on the ground, and she was trying to drive away.
Hold on. Everything we're talking about is, listen, it's citational, sir.
Oh,
she did not physically try to hurt that man. Everything you talking about littering, he going by the citation for. Bottom line, and I'm letting you know for factual information, I can clearly see them actions did not mean stinging. Bottom line, yo. Bottom line,
okay,
man.
Michael, so let me say,
bottom line.
You're in the argument, in the window of when you do exes, and y'all done got into it, and she puts in the drive and gets ready to haul ass. Are you going to stand and let her run over you?
What are you trying to correlate? I don't understand your correlation when you just said that.
I'm trying to tell you, if she would have just took the ticket, said thank you,
now you trying to say the lady was trying to run the man over with the car. Now you say she was trying to run him over with the car. Oh, my goodness, man. You know this is crazy, yo. Oh, my goodness. This is laugh.
Okay, since I can't talk, I'm up to all y'all, damn it. Now, as I was saying, y'all failing to realize y'all want to blame everything on the police. But this woman had a lot to do with what happened to her. Like this lady said, she was 8 months pregnant. But don't you think she should have took that into consideration before she pulled the car in reverse and decided to drive up with officers standing there? Come on now. Yeah, you know, the police can't be wrong for everything. This lady, I ain't mean to hug her. Don't call back, please. I ain't mean for you to hang up all day. She came back. But I'm just saying. You know, let's really look at this objectively. You know, y'all saying the baby. I'm not advocating that police should go around tasing pregnant women. I didn't say that. But what I'm saying is, don't put your child in that position.
You lose a choice, Eric, with women. Lose a choice of women. Yeah, because what it's saying is that it's okay for these men, under the color of their authority in the law, to pregnant women and innocent fetuses.
That's not what I'm saying.
Due to her not having, in his mind, a proper response.
That is not what I'm saying. I think you and Mike have been drinking together this morning. That's what it is. But what I'm saying, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you have to be careful what you do. She put herself in that position. That policeman didn't put her in that position. She put herself in that.
But, you know, we're going
back.
That's my point. So what you were proposing was that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We're saying it was not an equal reaction.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Vernon, you there? Or did I lose Vernon? Oh,
yeah, I'm still here, yeah.
Okay. What's your take on this?
Hello?
Yeah, we good. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. When you're dealing with an officer, and, you know, if the officer's done, you tap the ticket, throw it down. You know the chance that you may get another ticket when you throw that, when that paper hit the ground. I mean, why not cooperate? Why do black people...
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Why do black people feel like when the police get stopped? I know the cops and the blacks got a bad history. But why do blacks feel like the first thing they do is not cooperate with the officer, man? This woman already knew she was pregnant. Put her whole self in the line.
And you don't know how it is.
If you're not cooperating, you're putting yourself in the line of fire, man.
Right. Let me bring somebody else in. And then she had to say, I don't think it should have went that far. That would piss me. Why? Hold on, wait a minute. She said, I don't think you should have went that far. Well, if you had a cooperated, it wouldn't have went that far. That's what I'm saying. Hold on, let me bring this call to you. Hey, you're on the air. Happy Monday to you. This is Soapbox Monday. What's going on?
Yeah, and happy Monday to you, too.
Well, hello there, Mr. Joe. What's going on?
What's going on, Joe?
How you guys doing?
What do you know, Joe? What do you know, Joe? What do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Anyway.
I just heard a few seconds of this, but I'm presuming that some woman who's pregnant got tasered by a cop.
Yes.
In a car, outside of a car, on the sidewalk. What happened?
Okay. All right. Here it is. You know what? I'll put the link in the chat room. But what happened was this young lady, she pulled in a handicapped spot. Police went to write her a ticket. She tore the ticket up, threw it on the ground. All right, so the policeman asked her for ID. She refused to give him the ID. So she got in the car, put it in reverse, and he tased her.
But you're not
across the city of Chicago.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. She pulled into the handicapped spot because, number one, she dropped her fiance to run in the store for a few minutes, and she went to adjust her child, 3-year-old child, in the back seat. Okay.
But wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's catching this and that. But what about you pulled into a handicapped spot so your fiance could go in the store for a few minutes? That was the initial reason why she did it. She didn't have a handicapped spot, so the police decided to write her a ticket. She tore the ticket up, and he gave it to her. Then he asked for ID. She didn't want to give him any ID. Okay. So now, you know, she puts the car in reverse and tries to leave. Now, and here's the thing. Her fiance was still in the store.
Okay, so she's backing up, and the cops are naturally telling her to stop, and she's not stopping.
Yeah, and he tased her.
I don't blame him.
And
there you go, Joe.
I got to go. I say this is to all this violence, advocate violence against women. Have a good day. And children. Bye.
Everything is situational, y'all.
It's not about violence against women. It's about cooperation. If the lady would have cooperated, she wouldn't have to go deal with that.
Well, what? I mean, look.
Hold on. Well, first of all, when did this happen? In 1980? This happened because listen.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
This had to happen in 1980, guys.
Hey,
what? 1980?
Had to.
No, this ain't happened in 1980.
I don't think
because
they had. I don't think they were
y'all
using tasers.
Y'all guys act like this lady is a fugitive. When he gave that lady that ticket, he put that tag number in that. He put that tag number in that computer. That computer came out. Who was it? Was for the picture might have came up. Already knew that. I'm letting you know.
Well, that's not 1980 technology, Mike. That's
I know, but what I'm saying that's for because you guys act like that it's 1980 technology because guess what? She wasn't a fugitive.
No, you're right. But the thing is, if she was in the car, that's one thing. But if she's backing up, she's trying to leave the scene, tears up the ticket. She is. I don't know what kind of technicality it is, but she. You know, look. Either the cops are corrupt or they're good cops. You don't do that to a good cop, and you sure as hell don't do that to a corrupt cop. You don't
hold
leave.
Right.
You can't just say fuck you and leave.
No, you can't do that.
Right, but did you tase him?
Well, if she's leaving, what else are you going to do?
Okay. All
give
right.
her what? Go, do a wild
before
chase
the tase
the
was before the tase was what? In fact, what they would do, Joe?
They would tear open the car. They would tear open the car door and they try to drag her out.
Thank you. That's what they would do.
Okay, but now you're going to put electrocution through a pregnant woman's body. Come on.
Michael.
And I'm saying, hold on. I'm saying everything that he said that she did is a citation. Every single thing that led up to it is still a citation, Joe. That's the only thing
Michael.
I'm saying when she ripped it up.
In America today, what person in their right mind, I know women do this all the time, men don't usually do it this much, but what person in their right mind is going to, when there's a guy with a gun in front of them, especially when they have police.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Be gone. Don't worry about that.
Oh, all right. BTR's all fucked. So when you have somebody with a gun in front of you, why do people have to act up and act big and bad when somebody's got the gun and you don't?
I mean, he could have shot her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And guess what? And you would have said he would have been justified. But then you said for every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So basically, you're saying, hold on. Basically, you're saying if a teenager gets pulled over by a cop and the cop and the teenager may verbally run his mouth to that cop should drag that guy out and drag the shit out of him. Basically, you're saying Rodney King should have got his ass whipped. Oh, you're saying Rodney King should have got his ass whipped because you're saying that they're not trained a certain way how to handle certain situations. That's all I'm saying.
Rodney King shouldn't have got what he wanted.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds.
I didn't like
4, 3, 2, 1.
But when you're running away from a cop, and it's only something like, you're going to get like, I don't know, $25, $50 fine. She was in a handicapped place. She was wrong to begin with. She tore up the ticket. And she's trying to leave. Please. I mean, look, cops are shit. But there are times I've seen some cop abuse videos where I didn't agree with the fact that the cop was supposedly abusing whoever it was he was supposedly abusing because you gotta have patience with the cop like they're supposed to have patience with you. Why are you – you don't poke the bear. Plain and simple. The bear pokes back and they eat you.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's all I'm saying. If she would have just did, you know, as per the law, took the ticket, went to court, she would have never got tased. That's all I'm saying. I'm not, like I told you before, I'm not advocating that, you know, police go in and tase women. But her actions caused his reaction.
It's not about...
Now, see, Michael, shut up, Michael, because, see, you want to keep yelling about
equal. Oh, you don't have to tell me to shut up. You can meet me anytime.
Well, y'all crazy.
Okay, now you're being muted. Okay, now, anyway, as I was saying. Okay, you're right, Mike. I'm sorry for telling you to shut up. But now you've been tased. All right, now, anyway, what I'm saying is, if she would, her action caused his reaction. Now, was it overboard? Maybe. But she, what choices did she leave him? Michael say follow her home. So now, like I said, who's she see you promise, she ain't going to go straight home. She going to drive around. So now you got a high-speed chase going through the city.
Yeah, I was about
now,
to.
Now, what you got? Now what you got? Do you got two or three, four police cars chasing around? Somebody get happy and want to shoot at them. Now what's happening? But if she would just took the ticket, been happy with the ticket, just took the ticket cussed and drove out like most of us do, she would have never got tased. That's my point. You know, be careful what you do.
Well, yeah.
You know,
I mean, yeah.
But now everybody want to villainize the policeman because he tased her. Well, you're in a motor vehicle, I'm on my foot, you're putting the car in reverse, damn right, I'm going to be careful about what you're doing. So if that's the only choice I had, then tase him. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that's his judgment.
Hey,
I wouldn't have done it. I would have handled it.
What
definitely.
Done?
Everything
I mean,
those judgment.
What?
Bottom line.
Suppose the police don't do this, and then everybody knows that the police don't do anything when you leave. You know how many people would just say,
never said that, sir. I never said that.
No. I'm not saying you said that, Mike. What I'm saying is,
I'm trying to make my point.
Yeah, you said you wouldn't have done it.
And I'm asking you,
right,
what before the tasers was done, if she would have done it, not necessarily she had necessarily would have dragged out the car. It's other ways. He could have filed her. He got the home address. He could have added more charges to it and served her with a warrant for aiding and abetting the cop in another whole situation.
Lord.
And you say,
oh
Lord. That's all I'm saying.
Lord. Oh,
yeah.
Lord, have mercy.
That's all I'm saying, guys.
So, in any case,
and
so
I'm letting you know what would it. Okay. I'm gonna say this, and I'll be quiet. Why do they go to training? If you saying that they can do any fucking thing, I'm letting you know they go away for training. Some people get chased by cops, like, but they don't mean that they need to die for it. Especially if they're not armed. A lot of people get killed, getting beat, police brutality when they're not armed. Three or four cops on one man, and why does somebody end up dead? You don't supposed to end up dead. They go to training for that, people. I'm letting
that's
you know
true.
That.
Michael, that's true.
And you know, so I'm not giving an excuse, but I'm letting you know the thing should be in the pit.
But what should the police do when they say to somebody, stop, and they don't stop? Even if you're a good cop, suppose everybody knows.
I said that too. Go ahead.
Huh?
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
All right. And the little punks, the 15, 16-year-old punks, and they say, and the cops say to them, stop, and they say no, and they just keep on walking, or they get on their bikes, or they get into the cars, and they start driving away. Is that the way we want our police, the good ones, is that the way we want our good police to do it? Just let them ride away? Don't try to stop them?
No, I'm just saying you do like everybody else do. You train them and everything on a case-by-case basis. Won't you Google up and see how many people who have died from heart attacks from getting stunned? Just
throw
all the minor really crimes, getting stunned by that stun gun, and they die. And I'm saying
that's
no. When I'm letting you know. I'm not saying
so
they
what,
should
okay,
not
so
do this. Everything is on a case by case basis.
Right,
it has
so
to
in
be.
This
so
case,
why? So hold on. Basically, y'all saying hold on. First of all, your theories is wrong.
I thought you said you were going to stay quiet.
Okay, all right, Joe.
What would you do if you were a cop, and all the people that you talk to? You gave them tickets or you told them to stop doing something and they just said, okay, fine, sure. And they just walked away, didn't want to get the ticket. And then even if they did get the ticket, they tore it up. What would you do if the whole city had that type of attitude?
Okay, first of all, if I stop somebody and I pull them over, I give them the ticket, that's not a crime. They can give the ticket. We might say our words and blah, they better show up at court. What else can I do? That's not a crime. And listen, me talking bad to an officer, that's not a crime. I'm not preventing him stuff. I can tell him how I feel. But the officer's getting mad. Hold up. Listen to what I'm saying. is what is it? You are only way that a cop should ever stop you is when you're committing a crime. And I'm just saying, what do they do before stun guns? I'm just saying, case by case basis.
But
I don't think
there
have been any stun guns.
Mike. Eric said that he asked the lady for her ID.
She didn't do it.
She got in the car and was attempting to leave.
What if she didn't have her purse? I'm just saying, hypothetically, what if she didn't have her ID?
She should have stayed there and cooperated and told him that. What's the problem with cooperation, man?
What was the crime that she was... Okay, what was her citation?
For being in the handicap place.
For being in the
exactly.
handicap place.
Exactly. Okay. Hold up. And that.
Hold on a minute. You talked a while ago now.
Okay.
You keep doing 3 to 4 minutes every time you go, and then everybody else gets a minute or 30 seconds, and you all about some goddamn hold up now.
Oh, I ain't going to say nothing else.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Anyway, the guy told her, she tore the ticket up, and he asked her to give him her ID. She gets in the vehicle and attempts to leave. So I'm going to tell you, man, we had a situation like that here about 2 weeks ago. And damn police officer, when he got in his vehicle, he got a gun and shot him in the chest twice. He shot the officer twice in the chest, man. And he did leave.
No, I'm
so,
not.
Look at it. What an officer may have to deal with, man. You know, this. He didn't know who she was.
How did he
need an ID?
So my question again, Mike, what would you do pre-taser? You know, you don't have a taser. She tears up the citation. She probably, the guy did finish it. Otherwise, he wouldn't have given it to her. So he finished the citation. She didn't give him the ID, right? Or maybe the citation wasn't filled out because she didn't give him the ID. So maybe he didn't fill out the citation and she tore it up and just was about to leave. What would you do?
I don't know. I'm visualizing. Hold on. I don't know all the facts. I'm thinking that she came out the store, he gave her a ticket, and then she tore up the citation. Because he doesn't have to have her ID to get the citation. He can run the tag. Yo, let's say if she never was wrong, he can still give her the tag on the tag number. What are you talking about? I don't know all the facts.
Michael, come on.
I didn't
hear
all the facts. What are you talking about? I'm not changing my mind.
I told you what the facts were. She was she pulled up in the handicapped parking spot to let her fiance run into the store for a few seconds to get whatever, and then she decided to adjust her 3-year-old in the back seat, in his car seat. Well, the policeman pulled up, noticed she was there, she didn't have no what you call it, and then he wrote her a ticket. Now, he asked her for ID. She refused to give him his ID. Hell, even if she didn't have ID, she got a social security number. Give that to him. Just because you're in a car don't mean that's your car or it belongs to you.
No. First of all, I was visualizing that she was coming out of the store.
Oh, come on, Michael.
I was visualizing she was coming out of the store. That's what I thought. He wasn't not mean specific with that.
No, Michael, you ain't getting off the tape, brother.
You want to play the tape back. I'm visualizing.
Yo, you go back to play the tape.
You're a trip, Mike.
All right, man. Oh, dude, shit, man, come on. It's all right,
Michael. We still love you.
Oh, but you changing your mind now, Michael?
Because if he's in the car, he doesn't know if she's pregnant or not.
Say that again, Michael. Say that again. You changing your mind, Michael?
Because he doesn't know if she's pregnant. He doesn't even know that they're vulnerable or not. That's what I'm saying. Everything's in a case-by-case basis. I have no problem. I didn't have all the facts.
Wait a minute.
My visualization is dead.
Today's the April 8th?
Yeah, the April 8th.
Oh,
it's April 8th.
Oh, my God. We gotta drink champagne. Michael changed his mind.
I didn't have all the facts, man. All the facts wasn't clear. When you don't have the facts, you're delusional when you don't have all facts. That's why I try to tell y'all, you delusional when you don't stick with facts.
I'm remembering this day.
I know, right? We think you delusional half the time anyway, Mike. You just...
Yeah, because he might have been kidnapping the babies and all that type shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. That would have been something, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It might have been with, oh,
but
man.
Now,
see?
Man, now they got computers, man. They pull your tag.
Your show
button,
will go live in 5 seconds.
Your
4, 3, 2, 1.
VCR.
Eric, I want you to have that little woman. I want you to have that little woman fix the mall now.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I can't stand that
like
fucking
that.
Accent. And I got to hear it every time I go on a fucking show. And then you go on the show and the fucking show doesn't work. And you got to keep clicking and clicking. All you ever hear is, hello, this is Blog Talk Radio. Good day.
I know, right? Just drive me crazy. Hold on a minute. Hold on, y'all. Miss Lady, you there?
Oh, I just took. Turned on like
10 seconds ago. Oh, well, I'm gonna let Michael explain it to you now because Michael has another point of view. Go ahead, Michael. Talk to Miss Lady. Y'all was in cahoots a little while ago.
Okay, okay.
Change your mind though.
Okay, listen, Miss Lady. I thought that the way he was describing it to me, I was visualizing that the officer gave her the citation and she was coming out. You know, out of the store, and he already written the citation. He's seen that she was pregnant. He's seen all that. But they saying that she was already in the car. So he had no judgment or what. I mean, he could have been thinking that she was kidnapping the kids or something like that, not giving the ID and pulling off. So I didn't have all the facts. I didn't have all the facts. So now that I have all the facts, things are a little bit different.
How do you know that what you just said are actually factual? How do you know that it's just?
Well, I'm just going by if he's saying that she was already in car in from the get go, then it's different from her, you know, like.
But then how do you pay for, I mean, it's like there's like a lot of facts that are missing. It's too many gaps for all to speculate, really. Because I mean, did she get out of the car? Did she just lean over and see it? Because you could see a pregnant belly sitting in a car. I mean, really, we just don't know.
But it all depends on how her weight is because, you know, an obese woman, she can be 8 months pregnant and don't see it. Or to see.
So, in other words, because she's pregnant, she's backing out. You can't taste it.
It's different.
He
didn't see that structure.
I mean,
you don't
know.
Really.
That's why I said, what was
really
he saying? How could he taser? Did he stick his hand through the car window and taser? I mean, I don't understand. So it's just a lot of speculation.
Well, let's say she got out of the car and then he sees that she's pregnant. She gets back in. She doesn't want to cooperate with him, and she's driving away from him. What should he do?
You know, it'd be interesting to find out, to call up, what I would say, to call up some local police stations and propose that question. I have some police officer friends. I have one that's a lieutenant. I'm going to ask him, and then I'll get back to you.
Because see, there's a difference. Because
what is the policy? Because I doubt. Someone that they know is pregnant as they're pulling away, and was she going at a high rate of speed? Was she was on a map?
No, she's pulling away with babies in the car, ma'am. And I'm letting you know, situation is different, and everything is situation. See, there's a difference is if she was in the store and he wrote it up, he had time to run that tag number or something. But if she just pulled in and he just caught her and he seen somebody in the car, he's not going to run the tag number. He's just going to walk up. He's just going to walk up, or he may want to walk up and just ask for the ID and then write her for the citation.
So
if he voted the citation.
I'm sure they have protocol and policy. That's what I'd like to know.
Because, hold up, if he wrote her the citation, first of all, she must have parked in the thing where though her tags never was even registered for handicap.
It doesn't matter if it's handicapped.
It happens
the cop
every
says,
day. I see people doing
Paul.
It all the time. Yeah, I know people, they have their grannies or aunties or mothers handicapped placard, and they don't have them in the car.
Hey, lady, what kind of policy should the cops have when they tell somebody in any situation, regardless of whether it's a man or a woman, if they say to the person, stop, halt, hold it, and they continue to walk? Hold on, let me finish.
No, I'm telling you, before you go on, because I got to get to the appointment, everything is fact specific. And I think they're car to look at the situation.
Why are you interrupting? I have not finished. My question to you is that if the cop is comes across anybody and everybody,
my police officer friend. That's what I'm going to ask. I'm not going to even argue the case. What does he think would have been appropriate?
Why are you always interrupting? You know,
policy?
Did you not hear me?
Because there's been a lot of speculation of what if and what is. And
that
don't
still
know.
Doesn't give you the right to interrupt. I have not finished. That's called common courtesy.
Okay, so are you going
so
to
So I'm
going to
finish. If you, right, hold on.
Okay.
So if a cop comes up to anybody and everybody and they say in any city, hold it, stop, and they just continue to walk away, or they continue to drive away from the cop, what do you think cops should do?
It's all fact-specific. I think they would do different things under different circumstances.
That's your answer?
Yes, and I'm going to find out.
Okay, I just want to...
I got to go because I got to go to the appointment.
Okay, Miss Lady.
Okay,
nice hand. Okay.
Well, give my regards to your shrink.
I just want to say this, y'all. Anytime a cop should stop you, first of all, he better see you committing a crime. And like in this case, she was committing a crime, but I'm just saying, they should see you commit a crime, and they should either have someone call 911 describing a person commit a crime. If those two things does not happen, they have no reason to stop you. They're taking your constitutional rights away from you. So when a cop stops you, that's why people ask, why are you stopping me? Because I want to know what crime that I'm committing.
Well,
because
in
order for you, a cop to even talk to you, if you're not speaking friendly, he questions you about something. You have to ask, hold up, what crime did I commit?
Well,
that's very
really
important.
That's the whole thing behind
I don't get you ever heard about probable cause, Mike.
No, I'm not talking about in this situation. I'm just talking about in general, though, Joe. Vern, I'm not talking about in this situation. Of course he had probable cause.
But let's say he doesn't have probable cause, okay?
If he doesn't, then he has no business even talking to you.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
I know. But if he doesn't have probable cause and he's hassling somebody, most likely he's not a good cop to begin with. Are you really going to try to run away or back off from a cop who doesn't have his brains together anyway? Why don't you just stand there, get the ticket, leave?
What are you talking about? It all depends. See, Joe, you're just saying that because there's other people who live in a situation where they have crooked cops, where cop has planned and shit. I'm not saying people don't do crimes, but
Mike,
I'm saying, what are you saying Mike for?
Because I'm talking about situation A, and then you're bringing in situation B and C.
And I'm letting you know, listen to what you're asking me. You're asking me, you're saying, Mike, what if you're an innocent bystander and they just keep on harassing you? Of course you may try to run sometimes because they have to alter the power. What are you talking
about?
Well,
yeah, but I got that. But if they're going to run and catch
you,
they're going to beat you down.
And I'm letting you know, according to their training manual, they don't supposed to do that.
But they're doing it.
And I'm letting you know it's illegal, though. It doesn't make
I
it
know,
right.
I know, but if,
I'm
they
you know
if the person doesn't run away,
there's a
very most
why
likely
do they train,
they're not going to get a beating.
Why do they train? But listen, though, you keep on saying it. Why are they trained in a particular way to apprehend a criminal who's running?
And I guarantee
it does not involve police brutality. So once they cross that line, all of your actions is wrong. Now, we're talking about something else. We're not talking about the stun gun now.
Michael, you know what? You can say what the hell you want to. If this joker could have made me run them near a mile chasing his young behind on some bullshit, I'm beating the shit out of him.
What are you talking about? Right, and then guess what? My family going to be rich when I sue the city for police brutality. And guess what? That's why the city is going to be in debt, because they're going to have lawsuits for people like you. And guess what? We don't need nobody like you, though. We don't need nobody like you on the force. You're the problem of the world. You're exactly why people do not...
Michael, guess what's going to happen then? This is what's going to happen then. Once you come trying to sue me. I'm going to put on my ninja suit and all the skills I learned in the military. I'm going to come visit each and every one of you in the middle of the night and tattoo your whole head so you know I was there. Yeah, man. What's up?
But you, that's suing the city. Is, I mean, you ain't got a, if you don't have anything on video or anything, you almost wasting your time, man.
I know, right?
Yeah, if you don't have anything on video, you wasting your time. I've seen that too many times.
Yeah. You know, but yeah. See, that I'm saying, you know, they got dash cams and things anyway, so.
Well, they got security cameras all over. If you're in a large city, they got security cameras all around the place. They got you in
town. Yeah. You know, but if you're in the woods somewhere, hell yeah, I'm going to give me a couple of nicks in. Because I'm tired, too. You know, make me run. Shoot.
You wouldn't do Mike like that, would you, Eric?
Oh. No, I wouldn't do Mike like that.
Are you kidding me? As soon as Eric sees Mike, he wouldn't even have to know him. He'll tase him right there in the car.
I'm going to say, this is what Michael gets. Michael gets tased, man.
I know. Eric will say, oh, he looks like a taser to me.
I ask him, did he take his medication first? Then I tase him.
How can you teach children when they know that when you beat them and do wrong things to them, how can the police break the law against a lawbreaker and then want that person to come out and be law abiding? It's a contradiction. That's why anytime a young person will do that, what y'all saying, it's hypocritical. That's why the world is in total chaos, y'all.
Why do women feel like the law should be so lenient toward them on every damn situation you see?
Because they can get away with it.
Every situation you see, a woman feel like the law ought to be lenient toward them. Most of the time, the law is lenient toward a woman.
You know, I've seen videos of women who have been stopped for a traffic violation, just a traffic violation, get out of the car and have the audacity to go face-to-face with a cop, and then they wonder why they get arrested.
Hmm.
That's what I was talking about a couple of shows ago. It's audacity. They don't think that anything can or should happen to them if they do something because they feel, I'm a woman, you can't do this to me.
It's called victim role. It's called victim role.
Do you know how many women will tell you that it, no matter what you do to them, you should never put your hands on them?
Of course.
They don't care if they don't care if they stab you. They don't care if they grab back and knock the hell out of you. You should never touch them.
Oh, no, that's different. That's different.
Oh, but that's the way they feel.
See, that's
different.
See,
why
that's different,
Michael? Why is that the way they feel, man?
What are you talking about? He's talking about a woman try to stab. He said when he said no, and then when he said no matter if somebody stabbed you, what are you talking about? I'm saying
but they don't feel like you should do anything to them.
You want to see something that exemplifies that? Go check out a video. You can do it on YouTube. It's called Fight on the D Train. A woman grabs a guy by the lapel. Right? By his shirt lapel. Doesn't let him go. And he's telling her, let me go, let me go. She's saying no, and everybody else is saying, don't hit her, don't hit her. It's called Fight on the D Train. And she hangs on for a good 5 minutes. Nothing does happen to her. This is that entitlement mentality. Oh, yeah.
You know, that's like the story I did over the summer. But the bus driver and the young lady that same thing. You know, everybody talking about, well, he shouldn't have hit her. You know, there's a line that a woman should never cross. And I don't advocate hitting women, beating women either. But when she finally decides she wants to put herself in that situation, as in she wants to hit a grown man, after you have repeatedly warned and warned and warned her, and all bets are off. It's just that simple because you got to defend yourself, do you?
But see, like I say, guys, see, you got everything. If she slaps you and you haul off and slap the shit out of her, she don't leave no mark on you. You leave a mark on her.
Matter.
Police come. Hold up. Police come.
Hold up.
You're going to get your ass locked up. That's
no,
all
you
I'm
won't.
Saying.
Oh,
Oh my God, if you and a woman in the house.
You got no mark on
it. Listen, y'all lie. Don't give bad advice to no man. I hope y'all not giving y'all sons no advice.
Oh,
let me tell you one thing.
What I was asking, Mike, is.
Are you going to tell your son to hit the shit out of that woman back? Or what? Or call the police?
But Mike, this is my thing. Why should that woman feel like she shouldn't be hit back?
I know. I'm not saying that, Vern. Hold up. I'm not saying that word. I know that. And I'm letting know it's society's fault. It's all the culture. It's a bit contradiction. No one should ever put their hands on them at all. But us men, knowing that it's not equal, we can't put our hands on them. When they smack the shit up out of us, why don't we get on the horn and call? But we say, oh, that's getting the police involved. But if we do it, they will lock us up. So I'm letting you know, if you're saying everything's case-by-case basis, because if you give your children that advice, a woman slap him, he go off, hit her, give her black ass eye.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Four,
I mean, look at Chris Brown.
Three, two, one.
Come on, this broad, shut the fuck up.
Look at Chris Brown. So, I mean, you got to watch what you say, man, because I'm letting you know they got too much power when it comes to that. And it's all hypocritical, y'all.
Yeah, but
so
if she hits you and you got it on tape, or if you have eyewitnesses, you have a better chance. The thing is, women will say, well, you should never hit a woman because you weigh more, you're stronger. But they grab baseball bats.
Your show will go live in
5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
This boy,
I'm going to hit that woman right there. I'm going to squeeze her goddamn lip together. She keeps talking.
Oh, God. Gee, I hate that voice.
Mm-hmm.
That fuck.
I know, Vernon, but I'm saying you give her the power, yo. There's a lot of people in jail right now. There's a lot of over abroad, man. You just don't know it.
Oh, undoubtedly. I was just asking the question, you know, why do women feel like the law, they don't have to completely follow the law, and why do they feel like that nobody should ever put their hands on them? Why is that?
Because childbearing.
I have seen women with a bunch of men twice get arrested. The men know enough to shut up. And they got handcuffs on. It's the fucking bras that are saying, these are too tight. What are you doing? Let me go, or I know my rights. Because it's audacity. They keep thinking nothing should happen to them. They're spoiled brats.
Well, it's us men talk, because, like, if that woman slapped you, why don't you, instead of go ahead and slap in the back, why don't you get on a horn and call them boys and then let her get some charges on
them? Because, like you said, if you don't
have that guy. Everybody is saying, but then again, you don't make no sense, because that's violent. You don't want you. I'm going to advise my sons, man, like when Vernon talking about when somebody coming at you with a knife, of course you're going to have to get, you know what I mean, push her ass down, slap the shit out of her and get the fuck out.
So you're
going to
wait
for
somebody to punch you
I'm not saying that.
You in the nuts before you start doing some action.
Never said that. We all
know
before that happens. There's a lot of warning signs before that happens.
If she doesn't have a knife, she doesn't have a gun, you're saying she's not dangerous.
I never said that.
I didn't say you said that. Is that what you mean?
The world where they got in a country where a woman got equal rights to a man. They still feel this way. That don't make sense.
That's what I'm saying.
They have cried for equal rights. They got equal rights. They shouldn't even cry about, this kind of stuff. You're not talking about you should never put your hands on them regardless of what they do, if they hit you or whatever, or even in a situation with the law. That's like a woman living with a drug dealer. She knowing she's living with a drug dealer.
Right.
And she's spending the money. She's spending the money just like he's spending the money. Probably dealing with customers like he dealing with customers. I think her ass ought to be locked up just like him.
Right.
He shouldn't be the only one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? And honestly, there's some women out there that would knock a man the hell out with one punch.
Right.
I guarantee you.
And even if they can't, they will try to kick you in your nuts or scratch your eyes out. Why should a man put himself in that position anyway?
Because we love women.
But
we don't live in the present times. If they want to be physically equal, if they want to
live in the present time, what time are you living in?
No, I'm going back to what
Vernon,
because us as men, like Vernon is saying, and I think what Vernon is bringing up a very good point, is that if women want all these physical equal rights, equal pay, everything equal as a man, then us men need to start treating them as equal then. When they smack you, and if she going to call the police on you, why don't you call the police on her and get her the fuck out the house when she act crazy and is at the fuck out?
Okay.
Even if if a man cheats on a woman, the woman will get mad and go ahead and slap the shit out of a man. And society say, oh, she did it like a woman cheat on a man, he go and slap the shit out of him. He's abusive. He's crazy. What I'm saying is us men need to live in the present. If they want to be equal, be equal. Start treating them equally.
Okay,
that's,
Michael.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what? Michael, I understand what you're saying, but however, Michael, I'm still going to say, you know, you just can't go willy-nilly beat no women, okay? I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. And, you know, women shouldn't go around and be hitting men. That's just the bottom line.
Right.
But
nobody,
you just can't, you know, but at the same token, you know, and I just said it, you know, there's certain lines that a woman should cross, but the first lick, you know, I don't think you should retaliate per se, but you should, unless your life is in danger, you know. However, you know, hopefully before you get in that relationship, you already have that, you know, that understanding that you don't touch me, I don't touch you. You know?
Well, but see, the first lick is over. See, that's the problem. That's why we have a lot of problems, because we never nip things in the bud and we try to change people. Why would someone ever strike me? You're not going to strike me in anger. No one has a right to put their hands on nobody, bottom line. And I'm letting you know, when a woman put their hands on you, if you slap that woman just like she's slapping, I'm guarantee you, they will come and they will lock your black ass up. So you can talk all that shit you want to. I'm going to hit her back. I'm going to do your ass is gone. You're going to have assault on your record. All that type of shit, and you might get years, and don't be in okay. And look, in some cases, when you if children are around, in some cases, if children are around and they see domestic violence and they see the father hit the mother or what have you, they get an extra 5 years. So I'm just saying, you giving a woman a lot of power if you go ahead and you hit her.
Well, no,
got the power.
That's a fact.
You got the power.
Exactly. So that's a fact. That's a fact. So you can fuss all
Look,
you want. That's
I'm
a fact.
I'm saying like this. You know, that used to be the case, more so than not. But I think in a lot of states now, cities, that's beginning to change a little bit, because it is becoming, you know, recognized that some of these women, you know, they were using that to their advantage easily. So now, you know, basically, if either one of you got marks on you, or both of you got marks on you, both of you going down.
Right, but what I'm trying to tell you is, when a man does not have when a man only has marks on him and he want to be like, I'm a big man, she can hit me, she can do all that type of shit. No, I'm saying no, you need to get a motherfucking ass locked up. Now, they know that because they know they got the kids. Oh, you don't want to get the mother locked up and all that type of shit. So everything on a case-by-case basis. So if you with that type of woman, man, I haul ass, yo. Bottom line, it's not going to work, yo. It's not going to work.
Well,
if you know what I mean, you may have some family members or you got time, but it's ways to work out. If you know you can get man out of shit. So,
well, Michael,
shit.
Like you said, the first thing you should do is what? Get the hell up out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Let's be honest about that. Get the hell up out of there. You know, that's once again, as I started to say with the situation we were talking about earlier, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So, if you get hit the first time and you stay there, then what are you doing? What are you doing? You basically saying, okay, I'm okay with this. That's what you're saying. So, you know, next time she gets pissed off at you, she's going to haul off and hit your ass again.
Well, equal and opposite reaction is an eye for an eye.
Oh, here we go with that.
No, but see, no, but see, guess what? But see, you want to keep on deviating from that because I'm using, because I'm sticking facts, though. I for now, that's equal. That's equal. Bottom line, and we don't live in. And guess what? That's the problem because when someone says something, you know why we have a lot of killing like that. And people, because people will say something to somebody, say something wrong to somebody, call my name, and they go get a gun and kill them. It's happening in Chicago. These kids. It's not equal. The reactions are not equal from the police force to our communities to all of us. It's not equal, man.
Michael, okay.
So, that's
Michael.
All. Yeah, what's up, Ryan?
That's not all, Mike. You never say that's all, and that's it.
There's some women out there that get you. And they'll change your reaction to a reflex.
I'm telling you, Brian.
Hey, there's some women out there.
Brian, I know, Brian.
Hey, I'm just giving you some real talk, bro.
That's why I'm saying you can't see you don't want to go. Okay, all right.
Got
go
you,
ahead,
Michael.
Go ahead, Brian. Go ahead, all right.
I'm saying, don't be.
All right. Okay, Ryan.
How you doing, Mike?
You be in that jail. When you be in that jail, with your head down. Look, when you be in that jail, sitting on that cot with your head down, right? You gonna be in that jail cell, right? With your head down.
Hey,
looking at your
cop,
and she gonna be, and she. I know, Vern. I know, but I'm just talking about all these people.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I didn't
see. When I was about 23 years old, man, I messed around. That one of them, it was a girl. I was sleeping. She had a pillow over my face, and when I woke up, I knocked the hell out of them, man. And when the cops got there, they took me downtown, and I burned it out. And I about burned it out, and well, you know, time the court time come around for that charge, I ended up sitting in jail for 3 months, man.
Women will fucking get you.
And while you in jail, she be getting. And guess what? While you in jail, she be getting all the sex.
She
I ain't gonna let them do it to me. Yeah.
They didn't give a damn about what she done to me.
That's right. That's the way the law is.
See, tell him, Vernon. See, Vernon, you need to show that real life stuff, yo. Try to tell Mr. Talk. It's on case by case. I'm just saying, man, sometimes, man, if you don't want to do that, man, get on that, man, and leave them. And hurt their feelings when you leave them or get on that horn.
Michael, you ain't telling me that I don't already know, Michael. But see, I'm telling you how
I don't know, it. Man. You big, man. You might knock the shit out of somebody, yo.
Yeah. Let's put it this way. Don't get me to that point. And yeah, I will. But you know, I had a girlfriend one time. You know, she was on that stuff. You know, and I was, you know, like, no, you ain't going. You staying right here.
What's that stuff, man? What's that stuff?
You know what I'm talking about? That old
come
guy.
On, yeah, man. No, we don't have to go there. He know. Go ahead, Mr. Todd. We know. Hey, look, we know the codes, man. We know the codes. Go ahead, man. Keep talking.
You know, so, you know, she, you know, I came up with a deployment, and, you know, she wanted to do it, and I was like, hell no. You know, so she pulled a knife on me. It came at me. I didn't hit her. I didn't. I just grabbed her, threw her down, and said, okay, that's it. If you want it, go. Leave. But you ain't coming back up in here. And that was the end of it. You know, because we had that understanding. But
yeah, that's the proper way, yeah.
You know, if I would have hit her, I'd still have been right because she was threatening me.
Yeah, but your ass would have been in jail, though. But you would have been in jail.
How? I'm telling you right now.
He's
okay.
Right, Eric, because all she would have, because if you hit her, and no marks on you.
Exactly. She said, I would have got that knife to defend myself. I'm trying to tell you, Earl. I'm trying to tell you, yo. Brother, tell him,
fellas, if you get an argument with your wife and you hit her and you ain't got no marks, run into a wall or something, all right? So you get your mark on you, too. That way both of you can go to jail.
Vernon, tell him, Vernon.
Well, that's a different thing, yeah.
Talk to him, Vernon.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is,
if both of you got marks on you, both of you will go to jail.
Yeah, I know.
And then
I know,
still,
yeah.
still your word against hers, and we know what that means.
Well,
you got to have videotape nowadays. Otherwise,
but you know, in most cases,
and unfortunately, like that, sometimes the kids may be the witnesses like that. Sometimes the kids may be the witness. They'll go to the kids if it ain't no tape.
Now, how would you just talk over me like that, Michael? And I told you.
Don't get him, Eric. My bad.
Some days are married. He's got too many electrodes in him already.
Look, I'm doing pretty good today because I haven't taken my medication, so don't push.
Yeah, Mike, you're always tearing up Eric's citations. You know that.
Is Mike still there?
Yeah, I forgot what I was about to say. He cut me off, too.
That's funny.
Somebody else is on the line, background.
Okay, Michael, Vernon, and Joe.
Oh, okay.
Unless you got some of your invisible people playing with you today.
No, I just thought I heard somebody in the background, that's all.
Oh, that's always Vernon. Yeah, because Vernon always in his car working or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well... One more thing we're going to talk about, and that's the death of Margaret Thatcher. I know how some of you, Mike, you probably don't even remember who Margaret Thatcher was, do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. Four, three, two, one.
All right. But you know what it is? It's when somebody calls in. Huh?
I was wondering, could you tell you that little lady right there been jumping on there?
Man, I wish. Look, I took her off. I wish it. You know, that's blog talk, man. What are you doing?
Go ahead and ask what you go
ask. Yeah. You know what the bad part about it? I'm not even on Skype today. Skype wouldn't even act right. I'm on my phone and it's still tripping. That's crazy.
Hey. It is.
Yeah, hold on. We got a hand up. So let's see who we got to join the conversation. Hey, 803, you on the air. What's happening? Happy Monday to you.
What's good? This is Hood.
What's up, Michael Hood? How are you? All right, y'all, this is Michael Hood. He's in his chat room. You know what I mean? So we got another Michael. All right. This is Michael number two.
I always thought Michael Hood was me.
Joe, you ain't throw nobody off the bridge lately?
Huh?
You ain't throw nobody off the bridge lately?
I still didn't hear you.
I said you ain't thrown nobody off the bridge lately?
Off the bridge? Not yet. No. The day is still young, though.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, so what's going on, Mr. Hood? What you got on your mind, man?
I just hear y'all talking shit, but I had a problem, though. It was with a woman, man. We was together. I mean, we still talking. We together, though, but one time we was down there. We was at a room and shit. We was getting on and shit, doing our thing. And she just popped out one time talking about, I'm going to call rape on you. I said, what? You say you're going to call the police and say I raped you? Because you know I had busted her and all that shit. And she said she was going to call rape on me. I said, what? You're going to call me rape? But I'm so smart. I pull out my damn cell phone and start recording the conversation and to ask her, what you say you're going to do? You're going to say, I did what to you? I raped you? I did what? You know, blah, 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 and all like that. And I still got that conversation on my phone to this day and didn't delete it.
Oh,
never delete it. Take it off your phone. Put it someplace else, too, because you're going to need it.
Hey. Yeah, she don't know I recorded it either. She didn't even know. I just pulled my phone out and asked her, what, you going to call and rape on me? You going to do this and that? I didn't rape you. Did I rape you? No, I'm going to call the police. It's all on the conversation.
Now, keep
all
that, because she can do that sometime in the future. Now, I'm serious. I'm not fucking kidding around.
Mm-mm. Wow. Okay. I say keep it too, just in case.
You never know.
We don't play no games. We shoot at police down here, man. We got motherfuckers in houses with 30-odd sticks that will blast at these cops. We don't play no games. We got stone balls hanging out the windows of my house. When we got curtains up, you just pull the barrel out a little bit, show the scope, boom, shoot at a car. The cop looking crazy, looking around, don't know what to do. We got scanners. We know when the police is going down the road, we go the opposite way. Man, we hell down here.
Let me bring Low in. All right, Mr. Low, you're there, man. I know you've been listening. Go ahead.
Brother and fellows, what's happening?
Hey, hello.
Michael Hood. Michael, yo. You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, I mean this in the best possible way, my brother. After listening to you say that you still deal with a broad that said that she was going to tell the police you raped her, and all you did was recorded the conversation, and you still fucking with her, and then you admitted on the telephone, oh, yeah, we fucking shoot at police. You're a goddamn idiot, man.
I ain't no idiot, man. They can't trace this, man. Fuck the police, man. When America falls, listen to this. Let me tell you some real shit. When America falls, them cops ain't going to be out on patrol. They're going to be trying to save their damn family. So if I'm out there trying to get that last loaf piece of bread, that loaf, they're going to shoot at me and take that shit from me because they're going to say, I got a family to take care of. Bye, I'm gone. You ain't seen them cops.
Trust me when I tell you. No one will say fuck the police faster than me and Joe.
What? Is it a song? Is it music? Shit, what the fuck? Fuck the police? What you gonna do?
But I get you on that. But let me tell you something, bro. Is that pussy that good, man?
That's what I was about to say, Lo. He said he busted in it, yo. You ain't hear that? He said he busted in it. It had to be good. What you talking about? He ain't taking it out. He said, no, it's staying in this time.
That got a volcano between her legs. God damn.
She's dumb. 20 piece. She bad.
A woman tell you.
Bad but crazy as hell. Listen, y'all. Bad but crazy. But listen to that song, Poison. Never trust a big button to spy how that girl is.
Poison.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
He said she got
octopus tentacles coming out down there, cuz. I don't give a damn about all that. No,
he need to leave that broad alone, man.
For real, man. I think I'm cute and all of this and all of that. It wouldn't look good for me to go to prison behind all rape. It wouldn't look good.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't finna be fighting every day, fighting motherfuckers off my own ass, you know. And I don't get to get none. Hell no.
I ain't going to prison. I'm about to go out with a bang. Shit, you got to die one day.
Listen to the way you talk, you might as well. God.
But even before that, I think we all agree it's a very good idea to keep that fucking tape, take it off your phone, because phones can be erased, and put it someplace else, too.
It's been 2 years when that happened.
Listen to Joe. Joe would have never had it all cause. Look at him.
You think I or other guys have been in that,
to you,
that
Joe,
same
you
kind
real,
of situation? You don't know what I've got on tape.
Boy, you sound really inspired, boy, by that. I mean, I just hear the passion in your voice.
I'm telling you. Okay.
You might want to hold on to that.
I have got exculpatory evidence from when I was in my 20s. Let me tell you, I'm telling you, keep that fucking tape.
Joe, now, don't Joe me low.
You're going to come up with something smart.
I'm just going to say that. Now, 30 or 40-year-old evidence, bro, that's moot right there now. Now, goddamn, hell, you
that's
can kill somebody.
That's exculpatory evidence.
Now, 30 years later, now, hell, the motherfucker.
Well, 30 years, I'm not worried about it now.
Dead by now.
I'm not worried about. I'm not worried about it now. But back then, it wasn't. Don't worry.
Motherfucker, you probably did. That dude probably dead by now, or don't remember.
Oh, Lord.
You know, you always got to be fucking with me. Always.
Man, them people at church right now, they trying to get their life right. And you talking, you bringing back them. You remember when you gave me that pussy and you was married? I'm a blackmail you. Man, get the fuck out of here, Joe.
Always fucking with me. Always fucking. You know, you're worse than the fucking broad on this fucking BTR that keeps coming on. That keeps coming on with that.
I
don't know what that.
I'm going to put my 2 cents in. And when I want to put my 2 cents in, you're going to listen to what I have to say. You're not going to talk down on me. I'm not going to take it.
You don't talk about this lady. Lord, you leave this lady alone. She ain't here to defend herself.
And don't let the judge be a lady now.
Oh, fuck that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fuck that. Oh,
yeah.
You're dead.
Yeah,
you're dead fucking
dead. Mike, Michael Hood? Hey, Hood, homeboy. Bro, hang.
Yeah.
Hey, Biscuit, you better leave that broad alone, man. And God forbid you get a baby by her. If you get a baby by her, you're in deep shit then,
Father. Oh, yeah, man. I thought about all that shit. Shit.
And I'm pretty sure she tell you, oh Daddy,
keep
you ain't got to put rub on. Don't put no rub on. No, you want to feel don't. And I'm pretty sure you never put a rub on with her.
Nope. Let me tell you one thing. Lo, I don't mean no harm, but if he fucked her raw and busted, he ain't never put no condom back on. It's either leave her alone or what? What you talking about, Lo? Let's
yeah,
sit down.
True.
Let's be men here.
That's
Let's be men, Lo. You know I speak facts, Lo.
Mike, if you ain't never told the truth, you told it then, brother.
There you go. All fact. And Lo know it, too. Lo know that shit, too.
Yeah,
Lo
know
it.
You know that now. You know that, cuz.
Here's another thing, Mike. Mike, if that chick of yours, let's say you and she get into a fight, a bad one, and then all of a sudden she's sweet as hell, that's when you run. Okay?
Oh, yeah. She a little mean little broad.
But if she ever gets really sweet and just, you know, really cuddles up next to you and says, let's go to bed, or I got something nice for you, honey, you fucking run.
Do you live with this broad, man? You live with her?
No, I don't live with her.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay.
Good for you.
Yeah, you better be careful, man. All I can tell you, man, walk light. Sleep with one eye open.
Yeah, you're right. These women dirty nowadays, though.
You might all invest in you a little, if you're going to keep dealing with her, you might all invest in you one of them little surveillance systems, man, where you can kind of hook up in the room when you want to meet up with her. You know, that way you can have all that shit on video, let everybody know it's legal. It was all legit.
Yeah, true.
You know, and Vernon may be kidding, but I'm not. Okay?
Oh.
You can put that CCTV in there, do it.
Hey, Joe, I'm serious.
I'm serious, too. I know. Good.
If he can't leave alone, he better do something, man.
Yeah,
I agree with you.
He's got to protect himself.
Yeah, sounds like she got a stain on his brain, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, that pussy has got to be good.
It got to be.
Cool.
Hey, if y'all break up, I don't want none of it.
You sure she wasn't joking? I mean, your sex might have been good, man. She might have been joking with you, man.
Doesn't even fucking matter. Doesn't
because,
fucking
because
matter.
I know that, but why
doesn't
would she tell you... Why would she tell you that beforehand? That's all I'm saying, because she won't be divvy. She won't tell you, and she'll tell you when she leave that motherfucking house with that
like
room.
Like I said, they got audacity.
She did a Tyson on you.
No, because when I was beating down, she was like, busting me. Then after I busting her, she going to get mad and call that stupid rape shit.
Wow.
That's
then I made her go get the morning pill. I made her go get that damn morning pill. You taking that shit.
That's what she was scared of.
Oh, you got you one of them twerking, girl.
Let me tell you something. Mike, if you're not, not Michael Hood, if you're not hitting her, she's not scared of nothing. She will do whatever she wants to get you, and if she can't get you, she'll do whatever she wants to fuck you.
Hey, how old are you, man? How old are you? Just ask.
I'm 27.
You're 27?
Oh, you're in a dangerous age.
Man, you are another one.
Look, I'm going to give you the raw facts. When I was 27, this is the raw facts. I mean, I know you got focused on her, but there's seven other women just out there for you. It's plentiful out here.
You think they want to do the same thing?
That's nature. You should never stress over no woman whatsoever. I'm telling you. Because when you're with her, I guarantee you, you see some other beautiful women that you wouldn't mind having sex with.
Oh, you think they won't be the same way?
Exactly.
I can hear a thing.
All right, because when she – look, I can tell you right now what the case is. She wants him more than he wants her. Plain and simple. That's why she's going through all this bullshit.
Wow.
Yeah, but I broke it down to her. I let her know. So I ain't telling about the phone call, none of that recording, but I broke it down to her.
Take it off your phone because the phone dry up.
Joe, can we take a timeout? What did you just – can we do a rewind? You said she wants him.
She wants him more than he wants her. She is frustrated.
And that's a hell of a way of showing it, Joe.
That's what they do when they get frustrated. When she knows that he can take her or leave her, she's not living with him. She probably wants to live with him. She wants some kind of revenge because he doesn't want her as much as she wants him. Then the fucking emotional imbalance of a fucking broad when they don't
right.
get what
then
they
the
want.
Victim
that comes
come
out.
Then
you're
victim,
right. That victim mentality and shit.
Then she know I can get any woman I want. So that's probably one of it too.
Right. And the keep you to stay approach is to keep you to stay, that attachment. Because I don't mean no harm. If you got it going on, bro, if you 27 got it going on, you king. You, like I say, I tell any woman now, if you want the number one guy, and you have that number one guy, how many women, you as a woman, how many women do you know that's coming after your man on a daily basis? How many? So, I mean, they already know this, man. They already know this, man. Especially if you can stand on your own 2 feet.
You know,
can't.
It's like that attitude. If they can't have you, or if she can't have you, nobody else can at certain times.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, if let's say, for example, you and she have a fight or have been having bad times for a week or so, and all of a sudden, for no reason, she turns sweet, watch your fucking back.
Hell yeah.
You know what, Joe? You just sound like an Italian, man. I thought I was just watching a Scarface movie or how you just said that. Watch your fucking back.
Watch your back.
No doubt.
Yeah, man.
All right, because you know, once you've got a few indications of how devious they are, it's like cockroaches. You see one, you know there's a thousand around. Just because she said rape once, you're right. I mean, she is dangerous, okay?
Oh, yeah. Once a woman say that to you, yeah, that's the time to leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been off and on, though, but I still don't trust her, none of that shit. I might just leave her
alone.
You
know, the advice Vernon Lowe gave you and Mike is good advice. You should leave her to go get somebody else. Because how long ago was this done?
This done like a year ago, year and a half, almost
yeah.
two. Yeah.
Has she shown any kind of other types of indications which are about the same? Any other kind of like mental relapses or anything?
No, not really. She ain't bringing up no more. It was.
All right. Okay. But still.
Because I mean, I tell a lot of women, I mean, they get mad when I say this. It's not enough men out here for you. If you're a decent man and you stable with something, like I say, you can't. There's not a lot of men out here for women. It's not. So knowing that fact of nature, we should never stress over a woman. And I'm sorry, you shouldn't be. I mean, you should at least have something that you're hitting, man. Something.
Now, I'm gonna ask you, Michael. Now you can answer. You can answer. You don't have to, but. You didn't have fucked that woman, bitch, and she got mad. I believe that might have been what it was. You had fucked that woman.
Nah, hell no. She don't play no
game.
I mean,
you ain't got to brag on something. Now, if you had fucked Tom quick or whatever, then, hey, this is what it was. She said, you know what, motherfucker, hell, you had fucked me.
She tell me to buzz in, I ain't have fucking her.
Okay. Now, you know, history tells me from my own experience, if that damn thing good like that, I ain't holding long. I don't give a damn what you got going on, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, you better hair up and come on when I come on. You don't, it ain't my fault.
True.
That's the most unnatural. I know it's good. I know y'all see it, but that's the most unnatural thing on earth, taking it out. Because it's hard, man. If you've been in, you know, I'm telling you, if you've been in a relationship, it's scary. Because men got to watch it. If you've been in a marriage or you've been in a long relationship with somebody and you've been, you know, having unprotected and now you're out of it and now you're going back to condoms, that's a hard thing, man. That is real hard.
That'll ruin your libido, fuck.
That's a real shit.
Because you have to be safe nowadays, right? And
exactly.
Even with
hell
somebody,
yeah,
you got to be with somebody for 6 months before you take it off, because you've got to have a blood test just to make sure that all the fucking men that she's been fucking haven't been fucking you. And that fucking
right.
Blood test is going to take like 6 months before the gestation period of, you know, some of the diseases show up. So you got to use it for 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This fucking shit about them. And I don't even think AIDS is that prevalent amongst heteros anyway, but they sure make it that way. And then you got to fucking suffer because of that bullshit.
All right.
Pain in the fucking ass, this fucking shit.
But like I said, if you with a woman a certain long period of time, that condom is coming off. They
oh, yeah.
Fat.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
People don't like to hear that. They facts. So, I mean, it's coming off. It's no, if you having sex with a woman for like 2 years and you still, I mean, I can't say it's rare. It's rare. Human nature's going to take over most
the best
of the time.
Thing to do if you're in a long-term relationship is just get a vasectomy. If
oh
you don't
my
want
God,
kids.
Man.
Can you have that reverse, though? Can you have that reverse?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. I'll ask the question because it was posed on Facebook. Now, how do either of you feel about just being absent? You know, because, like...
You can ask me.
The question was, let's say you were dealing with a lady in a relationship and you weren't married, and all of a sudden you decide or she decides, hey, you know, I think that we should abstain from having sex. You know, I want to try abstinence, you know. And if we say we are to each other, then we can just wait until, you know.
I'll give you a real case example. I had a mistress. She was married. She was telling me how guilty she was about fucking around on her husband. And we were only together for about maybe 6 weeks or so. So she had this fucking, she was in a car accident once, so she had this like wide pussy. So the, you know, being with it was good, but the fucking actual penetration, sex itself, I can do without. So I suggested, you know, all right, look, we don't have to fuck. 2 weeks later, it was no more. She said, you know, well, we can be friends. So I'm giving you a real-life example about abstinence. You do it because you care for the chick. Also, she's telling you that she's feeling guilty.
Put it like, right.
And the sex and the penetration itself wasn't good, even though the other stuff was okay. Okay? So you say, okay, look, we don't have to do it. I mean, if it makes you feel uncomfortable, and then 2 weeks later, it was bye-bye.
Well, I'm going to let you know, I mean, I'm going to be real honest with you. There's two things. If you're having sex and then suddenly y'all stop and say, well, I want to go abstinence, that's a little bit different. But realistically, if I'm meeting you and you're saying, you know, I want to go abstinence until when? What do you mean until when?
No,
it's not going to work with me on that. I'm being realistic.
Not with me either. No,
it's
no,
not
no.
With me neither. Now, if I had sex with you and then we decide to stop, or maybe we want to do certain things, or it's not going too well, or you know, you may be feeling me real good, and you may want to say, well, hold up, what do you think about Mars or something like that? Yeah, something like that, but no, not from the get go. No.
Do you want to wait till you get married though?
No.
Huh?
So that marriage shit was just a bunch of crap. You ain't gotta wait to get married to have sex.
Fuck that.
No, you don't. And see, because guess what? There's no guarantee that if you do, you're gonna have a happy.
That's true.
Not having sex is not gonna guarantee you a happy marriage. That's a lie. It's never been proven. If it was that, if you can guarantee that if you don't have sex, you can have a happy marriage, we've always would do it. It's not happening, and then it goes against nature. People would be playing with themselves.
You know, most people who are married, they don't have sex as often as when they were single. I mean, with the same chick.
Right.
They
enjoy
usually,
the chase.
I think what are the averages? About once a week, I think, for married couples. And they were doing it like 3 times a day, twice a day, 4 times a day before they get married. After you get married, it's like old hat. Plus, you really getting to know the chick really well. Prior to marriage, she had on one face. After marriage, she has on the wife face. A hell of a lot different.
Right. It's ownership now. She sings one.
Yeah.
It's a different type thing. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, man, this structure, I mean, living with someone before you think you're going to be married, it's
a month.
I don't
even believe in that.
You don't believe in that?
No. I don't want a fucking broad around me 24/7.
Well, no. I'm just saying at a certain point, well, at least you can know that person can be financially stable and take care of themselves.
Yeah, but she can still stay by herself. To me,
yeah.
I don't mind 3 or 4 times a fucking day. I mean, a week. The other three times, when she's not around, when we get together, it's like,
yeah,
okay, we can talk about
now.
Something. You know.
Right, yeah.
And we have our separate lives, and we're sharing. I don't want any broad in my fucking house for any prolonged period of time. Period.
Mm-hmm. Everybody need their space. Everybody needs some me time.
Right.
In marriage, you need some me time, don't you? In marriage?
Huh?
Don't you need some me time in marriage?
Oh, yeah, well, ask Lowe. He's married. Yeah. You got to have it. I mean, in order to have some sort of sanity, you can't.
What do y'all think about, what do you think about if you're dealing with a woman that just hang around nothing but male friends? That's a bunch of bullshit, ain't it?
Most of the time, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, how did you come about these belt male friends? You're not going to be, a dude is not be calling my house saying, I want to speak to my wife. What are y'all talking about? Where did you meet these people at?
Did she meet them after you two got together, or are these her long-time friends?
This is another woman.
Okay.
She's saying she just hang around number male friends. She don't hang around women.
Right, but then I'm going to have to be their friend, too. I'm going to have to be their friend, too. He's not going to be calling my house, and I'm not going to be saying, what's up? I mean, what's going on? I mean, are y'all old college buddy? Y'all in a fraternity? Y'all talking college things? Y'all talking events? What are y'all talking? He's not calling you talking about, what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. Did she meet them after you two got together, or did she know them before you two got together?
Well, I guess she knew them before or some shit.
Oh, well, if she knew them before, I wouldn't really separate her away from them. But, I mean, if she's showing her signs like she's fucking them, get rid of her.
I don't think a man and a woman can really be friends unless you childhood, you grew up or something. Like, you can't just meet a man off the street and they're going to be friends. Something's going to want. Somebody's going to want something.
Oh, yeah. But, if she's trustworthy, then, I mean, trust her. But if she's not trustworthy, I wouldn't even get into any real... hassles. You know, I'll just, after a while, you talk about it. If you're not getting the vibe that she's telling you the truth, move on. You don't need the hassle. Well, you're 27. You learn all this once you get past 40. Okay?
No, yeah. You're right.
You know, you'll learn from your experiences. And when you get past 40, then you say, well, I've done it all. I don't need the hassle.
Uh-huh.
Because now you'll have more patience with her. You'll have more patience with some women than you will with others. Others you'll have less patience. But when you're 40, at least with me, my threshold is you can't fart and expect me to fucking think that you're worthwhile. My patience is low.
Well, I don't want to be in bondage no more. I mean, I'm close to 40, and it's like, I don't have no time. I can juggle women and talk to this and miss. I don't have to be dealing with no many lies. If I deal with three women, you know how many times I'd be dealing with three different women talking about their issues on a daily basis?
Oh.
I know. I see people be saying all that, and I'd be, no, I take them one at a time, and I have no attachments.
Nah.
I never get too attached to nobody ever again.
First
you see what I'm saying, though, Joe?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember those days, and it's not fun.
It isn't.
And people be trying, you know.
A man shouldn't be taking on the burdens of a woman's plight anyway, because she doesn't take on your burdens. She doesn't listen to you the same way that you listen to her. She's going to talk about broken nails, being stuck in traffic, her boss, her fucking family shit. She's going to be talking about it all day, every day. Now, does she listen to you when you start talking about shit like that? No.
It's like, why are you complaining? You should get a life. You should be stronger than that.
Yeah, man
up.
You should
be
honest,
man up. Do this and do that. Come on. That's a lie. Women are not more emotional than men. That's a lie. We handle it different. People go through shit. We all feel emotions.
We just don't show it because if we're men and we show it,
well, we show it in different ways, though, but we may show it in different ways because emotions, they are going to come out in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
but, I mean, we can't cry. Joe. We can't, you know, whine or look, make the fucking face like we got nothing but lemons on our fucking mouth. No.
Joe.
Yeah.
Eric said moderate for him because he got pushed out of the show some kind of way.
Damn, they pushed the whole show out the show. They really fucking up, y'all.
Yeah. So
they really fucking up.
I'm kind of busy myself right now.
Oh, all right. I'll moderate the show. Okay. All right. Thanks, Lo. So, you know, but you're 27, dude. So just live your life, but be careful. Okay? If you've got any inklings whatsoever, if your fucking spider senses, as it were, is telling you that the fucking broad you're fooling around with in some way is going to make it too much of a hassle for you, just move on. Just move, you know, even though it hurts. Because, I mean, every time we can break up with somebody, and it still hurts us, okay? Because, you know, this is somebody that we've spent some time with. We don't want to give up on them, but they got to go. And then, you know, you miss them for a while. You got to move on because you're important. All right, you're a man. You don't let these broads fucking bring you down.
And you have your advantages, Joe. But see, like, they have our advantages, we have our advantages. We can get a woman anytime. There's not a lot of men out here for them. It's not. It's so plentiful out here for us.
Yeah, it all depends. Yeah, but I mean.
No, it's no. All depends.
There's more women. You know what? That's another thing, too, about broads. They're saying they always want to claim minority status. There are more women in the United States than there are men.
Right, so women are not a minority.
Well, they may or may not be monogamous.
I said minority.
Oh, no, they're not the minority, no. I think there's something like 55% of the population are women, or 45% are men. So this bullshit that they're claiming, even in the courts.
Are you sure that's voting? Are you sure?
No. I'm talking about the population itself.
Population itself.
Out of 305 million people, more of the people in the United States are women than men.
Oh.
And even if it was like 55-45, if there was more men than women, they aren't that much of a minority for them to be claiming minority status, but they do. So they win this bullshit in court, even though they're the majority of the population. So that's bullshit, too.
Wow.
So I'm telling you, Michael Hood, you know, just be careful.
Yeah. Keep my eyes on me.
Yeah. And don't, you know, if that happened, your cell phone battery hasn't died?
No. Still got the same
old
phone.
You better take it off. You better just, you know, transfer it to MP3 or something. Put it on your computer and keep it. Because that broad, if you're gonna stick around with her, she's gonna, you know, one day, she's gonna all of a sudden start giving you some fucking hassles. Because she's not. You think she forgot about the time that this happened? Never.
No.
Never.
That's something serious.
Yeah, so she'll come at you again.
Yeah, I'm fine.
She'll come at you maybe with the same thing or something different, and you might just have to go to court. And if you have to go to court, that thing could very well keep you from going to jail.
Hell yeah. I'm glad I did it, too.
Yeah.
I'm glad I thought at that right time, because if I didn't, I wouldn't have, it would have been my word against hers.
That's right. So you can show, what do they call it? Not history. They call it, your pattern. So I would keep it.
Yeah. Definitely am.
Mike, what do you think? You think the same thing?
Yeah. Exactly. It just exactly.
You know?
That rape thing ain't nothing to play with, man. They can call that shit and they'll take the woman's word over our word.
Yeah, what's up, man?
All the time. You know, according to some stats, and I don't think these stats are correct, but according to some stats,
I was waiting for your call. Yeah,
25% of the women who have claimed to have been raped.
Uh huh.
They say are false accusations.
Yeah,
25%. I don't know if that's true or not, because that's a very high percentage.
Okay, well,
but it's still high. I mean, 13%, 12%, 15%.
Well, look, you can meet me at the McDonald's.
I got a boy doing 15 years for rape, and he said he didn't do it, but he's doing 15 now.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm telling you, you got to be careful.
Hey, what happened to your boy P, man? Webb
Steele. Who?
Perry Steele.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I haven't gone to a show in a while. What happened?
Nah, he ain't on no more.
No?
Nah, he ain't on no more. He ain't been on in 2 or 3 weeks.
I don't know. He's got family problems, so maybe he's got to take care of his family in some way.
True.
You know. That poor guy, he's got something like last year, he had something like four people die in his family, you know?
Yeah.
So he's had it rough with people, you know, who've died. So who knows? He's always said he's got issues, so maybe he's trying to take care of them.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
So how many years do you think America got left?
I don't know. See, they can pull the plug anytime, and we can go right down the drain in just a matter of days. But my theory is that they're waiting for the drones to be in place. They're waiting for everybody to have cell phones, which everybody does have. They might be waiting for the RFID chip, but they're also going to wait for... Did you see the movie, the one with Gene Hackman and Will Smith?
Oh, you're talking about Enemy of the State?
Yeah, Enemy of the State.
Yeah.
They're going to wait for all of that to be in place, and then they're going to pull the plug.
Mm-hmm. I already got little black boxes on my light poles now in the whole city. It say RFID smart mark on it.
Where's that?
On my light poles in South Carolina.
On the light post?
Yeah, on the light poles. Like, there's 22,000 light poles in this city, and they're on every last one of them.
RFID, yeah?
They say RFID smart mark.
Oh, fuck. That means that, yeah. See, they're getting ready to really mark everybody so that when you go past the lamppost.
So it'd be a beacon. It'll be. Yeah. See, I was thinking, I went to the website, they saying it's for the track the pole. But I was like, where the fuck is the pole going? Pole's in the damn ground. Where the fuck is the light pole going?
No, that's for us. And do you know, because I was reading material on that, like, you can have. Do you know, they I don't know if they got it now or if they're going to get it. You can have an RFID chip, according to Catherine Albrecht, that's the size of the dot, like on the end of a sentence.
Yeah,
so they
that's
can track
real them. Small.
Yeah. And then if you go past one of these sensors, you can have the RFID chip in your smart card, and they can read it.
Wow.
They can read it when you're walking past the fuck. I didn't know they had that in the lamppost, but for God's sake.
Yeah, you don't have that? Y'all don't have none of that in your light post?
Not that I know of, but I might take a check on it.
I got two in my yard. I think about taking them off.
Well, yeah, but don't let them see you. Because I'm sure now just about, this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make it the enemy of the state, where they're going to have you tracked everywhere. They're going to track your financial transactions every time you use your credit card, every time you use your debit card, every time you go to the bank, every time you buy something at the grocery store. They're going to every time you pay your bill. And if you got the RFID chip, they can track you just like I didn't think they would actually put in the RFID because the RFID causes cancer. So
I did. I was sure they was going to do it, man. Hell, they doing everything now to give you cancer through your foods and through your medicines.
Yeah.
Or through your vaccinations.
Yeah.
A good movie to watch is Equilibrium.
Who's in it? I never heard of it.
Like
who's in it?
2002, Taye Diggs and what's the guy's name?
That was talked about.
Shucks. I watched it the other day, as a matter of fact, man. Movie came out in. Well, give me 1 second. I can give you the information on it.
You know where you can go low. You can go to imdb.com. imdb.com. You just plug in Equilibrium. They got all the movies, all the TV shows, and all that shit on that site with the
IMDb.
Cast and all that.
Yeah.
That's a good site. That's something like number 5 in Alexa. IMDb.com. It's the Internet Movie Database. Great site.
Have y'all seen Olympus Has Fallen?
Who?
Olympus Has Fallen.
No. What's that about?
It's about Washington to take over Washington, but it's the Koreans doing it, though.
Oh, Jesus.
Christian Bale.
I got
a site for free movies, though, too, now. You can watch free movies.
Yeah, you go to Hulu.
Christian Bale is also in that movie.
Christian Bale, yeah?
Yeah, it's a damn good movie, man. I mean, it actually goes in and shows how people got to the point where they're desensitized. They have to take some type of serum every day that ensures that they're desensitized. And if you're a sex offender, they take you and they burn you. And you have the resistance, of course. It's a damn good movie.
No, I don't know it.
Yeah, check it out. Equilibrium is the name of it.
I've seen it, but it's been a while. I have to go back and watch it again.
They got a lot of good movies out that are letting people know about what's really happening. Like, for example, the TV show Scandal. It's about how the president got elected through election rigging. And that was one of the cases. That was an issue back in 2004 with Bush, last year with Obama. It can be done. It can be done Wi-Fi. It can be done with a laptop, trying to control these new the electronic machines that you use, you know, point on the screen, you put the finger on the screen, and you can just do whatever you want. You can manipulate them through a laptop, the results. So it's here. The fucking technology is here. It's just not pervasive yet. It's just not spread all around the United States yet. In my opinion, when that technology gets spread out, that's when they're going to pull the plug. Interest rates are going to rise. Taxes are going to rise. Hyperinflation will come in. And there will be a bunch of fucking people killing each other, panic. And then the government will come in and say, we'll help you out. It'll be like Hunger Games.
Uh-huh. That shit crazy.
Yeah, well, that's...
I saw some bugged out shit on the $50 bill, man. Guess what they show? You know how, like, the $20 bill had the World Trade Centers falling?
Mm-hmm.
On the back of the $50 bill, it got the Hoover Dam collapsing.
Yeah?
Yeah, the Hoover Dam collapsing. I was doing some research on the occult world of it. And they saying that's the water breaking for the new world order to emerge. Like, the water of her is breaking. That shit's deep, man. That shit's kind of deep.
Hmm. I haven't seen
it. There's a bunch of cities on that line right there by the Hoover Dam. So if that shit collapsed, a lot of them cities would be wiped out.
Yeah, have you ever read anything about the Denver airport, about how that's supposed to be the underground headquarters?
Oh, yeah, I know all about that.
Yeah.
Because if you look in the sky, you can see a swastika of the airport, the runways.
Oh, really? Yeah?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Then you go in there, they got a little monument, say New World Order. It say Airport Commission.
Yeah, they got murals, which could be prophesizing the end of the world or how the New World Order is coming in and stuff like this. And it's kind of strange to have an airport that has these kind of sculptures and kind of murals and paintings and stuff. Now, I believe in the New World. I mean, they've already said it. I mean, Gordon Brown, when he was the minister of the Prime Minister of England, I've got a transcript of Joe Biden back in 1992 when he was talking very briefly about the New World Order on the floor of the Senate. George Bush was talking to both George Bushes.
They saying Joe Biden got more pull than Obama.
Maybe.
So they were saying something. He's with the Zionists, Jews, whatever.
Yeah.
But, you know.
I mean, to me, I think the New World Order is just, I think it's the Rothschilds, but people think it's the Zionists. They think the New World Order isn't really anything compared to the Jews that are really controlling everything.
Rothschild got trillions of dollars.
And that's what I read. Yeah, I know. And it makes sense, too, because they're the ones who were the first owners of the central banks in Europe. They've been around for centuries. They know what the fuck they're doing.
Hell yeah.
So I believe it is the Rothschilds.
But they ready to attack America, man. I mean.
Well, they can do it any time. I mean, first off, there's 100 million people who are taking a check from the government in some way. Either you're employed by the government or you're taking it because you're not employed, but you got to take a check because you're on welfare, disability, food stamps, something like that. And then corporate-wise, they're taking money from the government in terms of stimulus. So our debt keeps going up and up and up, and there's no reason for the Federal Reserve to exist in the first place. There is no reason why our currency has to be based upon bonds, upon selling
bonds. And Federal Reserve privately owned, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a corporation. It's a private corporation with no stock. Nobody knows who the who the owners are. It's rumored who they are. Rothschilds and Rockefellers are supposed to be part of it, but nobody really knows.
There's a video with the Chinese video, and they're holding these bonds, and each bond is worth $1 billion. And they got stacks of them shit. I said, damn.
I didn't know bonds came in billion-dollar denominations.
Yeah, it came in billion, and they got stacks of them. Ain't just one or two. They got a big briefcase full of them shit.
Well, yeah, because they own about $3 trillion of the bonds. Yeah.
I'm like, damn.
Yeah, and there's no reason for us to sell bonds to a foreign country to the degree that we have. When we reached like $100 million, $500 million, they should have cut everybody off.
Yeah.
You can't have Japan and China and England and Saudi Arabia owning as many bonds as they do. That's dangerous to national security. But they do it anyway. But it's obvious. When I was in college, I was learning banking and finance. In my textbooks, they say that having too much in the hands of foreign countries is not a good idea. It says so in the textbook. So if I can read it in my fucking textbook, then Bernanke and all the other fucking scumbags who came before him, they know it too.
Hell yeah, they know that shit. They laughing at us.
Yeah, tell me about it. Yeah.
They laughing at us hard, man. But there's two places in America that people need to worry about is the Madrid fault line and the Canary Islands.
Oh, okay. That's something new to me. How come?
See, the Canary Islands, there's a conspiracy going on. They got the islands rigged, but the past week, it been earthquakes, about 10 to 15 of them. And they said when the earthquake supposed to happen, whatever, the explosive, it's going to be a big landslide that's going to slide into the ocean and create a tsunami to hit the East Coast.
Oh, okay. No, I don't know about that, yeah? Mm.
Yeah. And the Madrid fault line is supposed to crack in half, and it's going to split America in half, and that's when they call it martial law, and the chips come out, and whatever, FEMA cans open up and all that.
That's a possibility. I don't know about the fault opening, but I mean, because the president, according to, was a COG or something like that, that he can take over, he can declare martial law in the case of a natural emergency. You know?
What is it, like 12 governors or something that would run it if there's an emergency in America?
Something. There's a council of 12 governors.
Yeah.
And from what I've read, the major goal is to break it up into something like 5 different regions, just like they did in Russia.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about America.
Yeah, no, that's the goal. Like what they did to Russia is what they want to do to America. They want to break it up into five different regions, or maybe three different regions. I forget which. But America, I mean, we're very vulnerable to this stuff, and that's the problem. See, everybody thinks that because we're America, that nothing can happen to us.
Exactly.
They don't know.
And if you tell them, they don't even care. So then when the shit does happen and hit the fan, they're going to be looking stupid, like, there ain't going to be nobody there to answer your questions for you.
Yeah, and there's going to be no resistance either. I mean, who's the leader of any type of resistance?
There
is none. There isn't any, right? And if there's no communication, even if there were communications, the fucking government, they have the jamming devices. They can cut off communications anyway. So we're fucking dead meat. Just as plain as that. And people are saying, well, we can go out in the street and we can fight shoulder to shoulder and we'll be the resistance. Yeah, like the fucking drones aren't going to fucking blow your ass up.
That's what I told a lady the other day. I was like, they got tanks, bombs, choppers.
Yeah.
They got 50-millimeter cannons. How are you going to stop that shit?
You're not. That's the whole thing.
Then they ain't even going to be American troops doing it. It's going to be foreign, German, Russian, Chinese. They're going to be happy to do that shit.
Oh, yeah, they will. I know that there's some UN troops are here in our country, but I don't know about all. I mean, we do have training exercises with the Germans and the Russians and shit. I don't know if there's enough. There might be. But I don't know how many
Russia and America did one to the Denver, the NSA and the over there in Denver.
Oh, yeah?
They had to do a training of taking it over. It's on the internet, but it happened like 2 years ago.
Oh.
They did joint exercise.
Doesn't really surprise me. Doesn't surprise me. Because the way that America, you know, if you just take a look around America and you just have to ask yourself, I mean, this is America? I mean, we supposedly have a constitution. How come the cops can do anything they want? How come Congress can do anything they want? How come our rights are being taken away? How come we don't have any privacy? How come everywhere we go we're tracked? How come I can't put in $5,000 into my checking account? How come I can't take out $5,000 from my checking account? And they'll all say, well, we're doing this to protect you because of terrorism. And people don't, you know, and I say to people, well, terrorism, huh? So how many people are in Al-Qaeda? And they say, I don't know. I say, there's only 50 fucking people in Al-Qaeda. Now, the Taliban, a few thousand. But then they say, well, see, we got to worry about the atomic bomb, a dirty nuke. I said, well, what dirty nuke? There's a guy, a professor, he's written a book, he's been on speaking tours. He talks about how the odds of first off, a terrorist having their hands on a dirty nuke is something like 1 in 3 billion. And then even if they did have their hands on a dirty nuke, that they would have to have specialized nuclear physics information. And they have to know, and the dirty nuke, it isn't just one bomb. It's comprised of different, what they call locks, different pieces to the bomb.
Yeah.
And these different pieces are located, like, you know, for example, in Russia, in different places in Russia, like, say, different domains, different provinces. So you have to go to these different provinces. You have to have a very well-equipped terrorist or guerrilla group in order to steal the fucking lock without getting killed. Then you have to take the locks and you have to put them together, okay? You have to have immense knowledge of nuclear physics, and then you have to know how to detonate it. So the guy who's written the book, and he was on the speaking tour, he says something like 1 in 3 billion. You have greater odds, you have a greater chance of being hit by an asteroid than you do being blown up by a dirty nuke. So people don't want to hear that either. And we're on this big fucking crusade about war on terror.
Yeah, who the terrorists? They're the terrorists. Our congressmen and all them, they're the terrorists.
You got that right. Traitors galore.
I think about it sometimes, like over in them countries, we don't really know what the fuck is going over there. Maybe them Taliban, I know Al-Qaeda was funded by America, but them Taliban, the other little militias, maybe they know the truth and they know America is dirty and they just fighting America. You come in my country fucking it up for no reason.
Of course. I mean, I never called the people in Iraq insurgents. I always called them freedom fighters. Fucking American government goes over there. Iraq, even admitted by Bush, was not a threat to us, and we're over there. and we're staying over there. And people believe that, we've withdrawn our troops from Iraq. Nobody withdrew your troops. You may be out of the city of Baghdad, but you still got troops over there in Iraq. We're not leaving Iraq. We're not leaving Afghanistan. You know, but you're right. People just don't want to listen. So I just say, fuck them.
Yeah, that's how I am. Just say, fuck them.
That's it. I said, look, you don't want to know? Okay. Don't prepare for the future. So if anything happens, don't come to my bunker.
Yeah, I told my friend the other day, I was like, man, if they can't even grasp what the government is doing, how can they grasp what the UFO phenomenon and these beings are doing? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an interesting subject, because I don't know if the UFOs and the aliens exist. I don't say that they don't, but I do say until one little fucking green man taps me on the shoulder, I can't say for sure that they do exist. But I always go by the corruption of the government, because the government, even
true,
if the UFOs do or don't exist, our government is just acting, is out of control.
But you don't think they run the government,
though?
Huh? You don't think they could be running the government and telling the humans what to do?
If they exist, yeah, but I don't know if they do. You see, a lot of people, they believe in the UFOs, and they believe that people are from, you know, different dimensions and everything, but they don't have proof. They just say, well, I read about it in the book. Spring Meyer says so, Billy Cooper says so, and, you know, but William Cooper, he recanted on some of his shit. William Cooper said that we had bases on Mars and on the moon. But he recanted that stuff. He said he was wrong.
Uh-huh.
So there are people, you know, I always go by evidence. I have declassified documents which show what the government did in the past. The government wanted to have a Northwoods operation, which was similar to 9/11. They wanted to shoot down a plane with Americans in there and blame it on Cuba. They conducted nuclear radiation experiments on thousands of Americans. They sterilized women and that was out in the open, forced sterilization. They did that up until something like 1974. So they've been doing atrocities for a long time. They killed the fucking Indians, enslaved black people, nuclear radiation. I mean, there's videos on YouTube where they've ordered the troops. I think it was in Los Alamos. They blew up an atomic bomb for a test, and they took our soldiers. They said march, so the soldiers got out of the trenches and marched towards the fucking mushroom cloud.
Mm-hmm.
That was a nuclear experiment. They've had other nuclear experiments. Sometimes I think 5,000 people were, in some way or another, irradiated by doctors who cooperated with the government, and the people who were irradiated, they didn't know that they were guinea pigs. Then they had, what was it? The syphilis. They dumped toxic chemicals in the subway. All this is declassified. So we have a history of the government doing this stuff to the American people. Then you have other declassified shit. I've got a transcript of Richard Nixon saying he wants to bomb Vietnam.
Uh-huh.
He's talking to Henry Kissinger about it.
So since they've been doing all that shit, so it's about time for them to take over physically.
That's the history of governments. I mean, very few governments who have lasted as long as, you know, 50, 70, 80, 100 years. I think almost all governments, when they last that long, they try to control and even kill the population. More people have died as a result of governmental killing of their own population than in wars. I think it's called democide. So Stalin, Mao Zedong, Hitler to the Jews, they've done it here. Armenians, the Armenian Holocaust. They do it all the time.
That's why I go back. I think it's not humans that's doing that shit, man. That's kind of, you got to be really, have your A game on par, man, to do that type of shit like that, just to fuck up the whole world.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You got to go to, here's a good recording for you to go to. It's on February 22nd. You go to the Alex Jones site, and you can download the February. You know how to download their podcast?
Well, I use RealPlayer to download. I can just download it from
YouTube. Yeah. Well, the February 22nd date, because he has on, if, I think that's the right date. I think it's February 22nd. He was talking to Catherine Albrecht. He's talking, because he's always talking about what their end game is, but he does it, he really summarizes it along with her in this particular episode. It's about an hour and a half long. And what they're trying to do, because they're trying to fuck up the world, but I've always wondered, because I, you know, my conclusion was if we have aliens, it's an explanation as to why these people want to pollute the planet. Because if they pollute the planet, then only aliens can survive on a polluted planet.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling people that. Like, they can't breathe our air like we breathe.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, to me, that makes sense if they're aliens. But then when you listen to Alex Jones and Catherine Albrecht talk about it, it's about merging their bodies with androids to become gods. And they believe in and using the internet as creating Satan. In other words, our internet is so vast, has so much information, and is so fast in getting the information, it's one huge computer. And being one really huge computer, it can act as a sort of a god. And people are going to use the internet as the body of Satan. And they're going to try to use the internet to actually try to extract souls, because these people are fucking psychotic. So, you know, it was a good program. But me, I believe that it's a logical explanation that aliens could exist, even though I haven't been tapped on the shoulder by one, because otherwise, why would they pollute the fucking planet? But they are thinking if they merge their bodies with robots, you know, like you saw in Terminator, then they could survive this kind of planet. You know, so yeah, who knows? There's different theories, but I'll tell you right now, the way that what they're doing on the planet just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it don't. It's like it was a little article about Eisenhower that he met these grays and shit, and he traded technology for humans. Like they can abduct a certain amount of American humans, and that was it. But the grays went. And said, fuck the treaty, and just started taking as many people they could.
Yeah, see, that's the thing about the aliens, which supposedly have come here, you know, back in the 50s and reside in Area 51. If they were that powerful to be interdimensional beings and to cross over using, you know, warp speed or some sort of dimensional speed and passing through dimensional portals, then they should have been powerful enough to take over the world by now. So that's one reason why I believe that the aliens aren't as powerful as people think.
Well, maybe they have to do it like in a covert way, like to hide it. Because if they just come out, people won't agree with them.
Well, yeah, but if they want to pollute the planet, I mean, the people are going to die anyway. So,
yeah,
why would they care if they kill us now if they kill us through pollution?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of theories. I mean, there's some people they say it's not aliens, but really demons.
That's what I was doing my research on. Like, it was really demons doing that shit.
But if the demons are that powerful, why can't they take us over quickly, too?
I know, that's a million-dollar question. Like, why they just didn't go ahead and do it? Are they waiting for something to happen so they can take over?
Yeah. Even if these entities exist, I don't think they're that powerful. I think maybe they are waiting for something. But then, who knows what? You know, I just know that we're in deep shit, and our fucking congressmen, they're traitors, and I would love to have them indicted for treason and then killed after having been found guilty for treason.
Mm-hmm.
I would love that, you know. Congressman, blah, 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 he's convicted of treason. He's going to have to die by lethal injection. I would go, yeah, you can't stick him often enough, too much. You can't hang him often enough. You can't pull the switch on the fucking electric chair often enough for these scumbags. Because they're the ones that got us in this trouble.
Yeah, they did, man. A lot. Yeah. Well, you have a lot of people say that they're clones. That
yeah,
they take
I know.
The real person and, yeah, I know.
You know, but the thing is, it may be true, but I always like to work on fact. I don't have any
facts. You got to go off facts.
Yeah, you know. So I don't know.
I'll keep it in the back of my mind.
Just because, you know, there's a saying, and you know, just because there's lack of evidence or evidence is lacking doesn't mean there's a lack of evidence. In other words, just because we haven't seen the evidence yet, that doesn't mean that something doesn't exist. Like UFOs might exist. So I keep that, I'm aware of that UFOs might exist. But until I see it, then I can't have faith in that. I can't say that UFOs definitely
exist. I got proof. I got videos of them.
Well, everybody's got those, you know, those videos. But one thing that I always question, because a lot of people say they've been flying around in these fucking flying saucers and they got abducted. I said, well, why the fuck don't you have a video?
Yeah.
Why can't you take your cell phone with you? I don't see a cell phone of the inside of a ship until I see that. You know.
But watch that movie Dark Skies. They break it down.
Yeah, I mean, they got some good movies out about this. I mean, it does bring up the possibility of what could happen, because we're in such a technological age that it's possible that UFOs from another planet do exist, you know, the aliens from another planet, which have, you know, greater and better advanced technology. But until I see it, I can't say that it does exist. I can say the possibility of it is out there. But, I mean, a lot of people believe in the demons and the aliens and the UFOs and Satan and all this without proof. Me, I'll just keep an open mind, but I, you know.
Yeah, that's all you can do.
Yeah. I don't think Eric can come back on. Obviously, it's just you and me. So I think what we should do, Mike, unless anybody else is there, Lo, Michael.
I think they all gone.
Yeah, probably. All right. So I guess I'm going to call it a day, Mike, all right? Take care of yourself with your chick, all right? Watch out.
But, yeah, I got a little show I'll be doing sometime. I mean, if you could stop by, man, I'm glad to have you on.
Oh, what show do you got?
I was working with a guy named Les Jackson.
What's the name of the show?
Talk with Les Jackson.
Talk with Les Jackson?
He comes on like 7:30, but he hasn't been on in a while, so I was thinking about I might just see if I can get his password. He gave me his password and everything to do the show.
Well, then why don't you do it then? Yeah, it'd be good. That way you be the host of your own show. You can have your own agenda, your own topics. You be on control. Any of the trolls fucking come around, you can mute their ass.
Hell yeah.
You can express yourself the way that you want. You can have guest hosts on. Yeah, it'd be a cool thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can come on anytime, man. You're welcome.
Thanks. So, you know, if I see you, if I can get in, because some of these fucking numbers, because of my particular service, I can't get into all these numbers. I used to be able to, but for some reason the service changed its policy about teleconference calls. So certain numbers I can get in, certain numbers I can't.
You don't be in the chat room sometime?
Oh, I can get in the chat. Can I get in the chat? No, because in order for me to get in the chat, I have to use, because I got the keys to a friend of mine's show too. But the thing is that I can't get into that show anymore.
Damn.
I used to be able to get in there and be the guest host.
Uh-huh.
But I can't get into that particular phone number anymore because of the area code, because it's a teleconference call. So, wait a minute. No, I can't call in, but yeah, I can get into the chat room using the show. Yeah, that I can do.
Uh-huh.
But I can't operate the show and be a guest host on her show anymore.
Oh, okay.
You can, not on her show, but you can with your friend. But me, I can't on that show. It just, my service fucked up.
You ever heard of Carbon Radio? He want me to be a special guest on his show Friday.
What's the name of it?
Carbon Radio.
I think I've heard of it. Well, yeah, anytime, you know, they want you to be a guest host, go on in there. You can either give the same point of view as the host or a different point of view. You can have a little controversy going. It'll be interesting. Other people will stop by who are surfing. They'll listen to
you.
And they'll, you know, they'll join in. They'll either come in the chat room or they'll stick around for a while.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I mean, I go on shows and I create controversy, and then
I heard you on a couple of shows. I was like, "They go Joe."
Yep, that's me. And then the fucking Joe. Phone lines fucking start flashing.
I know you. I know you from Perry's show.
Yeah.
You know Perry's show.
Yeah, that's what I do. Because that's what happens when I show up, and then the fucking, especially if it's a show about relationships, and the fucking bros left the call and say, this fucking guy, he's out of his fucking mind.
You cool, though. You cool, man. I got respect, man, for you.
Thanks. I mean, that's why, you know, kind of just the right amount of controversy. You take a look at the switchboard. I'm like, hey, I got some callers.
Yeah, when you come in there, you bring them callers in there. I'll give you that. You'll have them come up in there.
Oh, yeah. They you know, they go, oh, I'm going to get this motherfucker.
Yeah.
So it's fun like that. So, yeah, if you can be a co-host on Carbon Radio or start your own show, then it'll be cool. You know, then you can go on to other shows and let them know about you. And then say, you know what, why don't you come on over to my show since I'm over here in your show, and we can, you know, go back and forth and stuff like that and build up a following.
Yeah. Like I said, you're welcome, man. You come on the show, you got free will, man. You can do whatever they
want. Oh, I don't know if you want that.
No, you can, man. My show real, man. I keep that shit real, man. I talk shit. Somebody going to talk shit to me, I'll cuss their ass out.
Okay.
But you got free roam, man. You can do anything you want on my show.
All right, thanks, man. I don't know. I might bring in some fucking people, but they might leave and say, I'm a motherfucker.
Hey, that's real, man. You just being yourself, man. You being real.
Well, I like to create a little bit of controversy because I like to have.
Yeah, that make it fun. It make it and be
it
boring.
It does. It does make it fun. I don't want to do it just to piss people off, but I do it in order to have some people call in just to make the show interesting.
Because you don't want a bunch of yes men around and shit and agree with everything.
No, you don't want that. No, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to be the co-host for Carbon Radio, and if you've got a little differing points of view, that's good. Because you can have a discussion with him, you can go back and forth, people will listen and say, they aren't yesing each other to fucking death, it's not boring, let me join in.
You know what, real talk with you, people don't know I'm white.
People don't know what?
People don't know I'm white.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm white, but I don't sound like it, though, do I?
No, I thought you were black.
No, I'm white. I just grew up in the hood, though. I don't know too many white people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then bring in that white point of view.
I don't know no white point of view. I mean, I look to the yard and I just sit back and listen, but I don't really. But the New World Order stuff we were talking about earlier, that's the only thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, sure, bring that in. Why not? I mean, New World Order is important. Who do you think controls the fucking world? The Rothschilds? If it's not the Rothschilds and it's the Zionists, then if somebody is doing something very, very bad to America. And I think the more people who are trying to wake people up, the better.
Yeah.
Right? So if you bring that into your show, make it interesting, you'll have a following. Eventually, I mean, it won't be, you know, automatic, but you will have it, especially if you do it like every night. And the best hours are like after something like 9, 10 Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, because I'm on the Eastern Standard Time.
Oh, all right. If you're that, then if you can start around 9 or 10, have it on for about an hour or 2 hours or so, and you build up a following that way. And I'll tell you another thing. Get a on your show. Because if the person gave you the keys to the car, then bring in a female co-host. That's what I did years ago.
Yeah.
Because then the guys want to listen to the girls, and the girls want to listen to you.
And yeah, that's true.
And if you two have a little controversy going, people will call in.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to do that. You can stop by, man.
You got any